deal. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
This is for Lee News.
What does Family Heritage Group do differently than other financial advisors? We believe that our clients should focus on preserving what they already have and not focus on chasing the brass ring. Come visit us at our Watt Avenue office, have a hot cup of coffee, and let us give you an honest appraisal of how you can make things happen by working with Family Heritage Group. As a licensed insurance agent, registered representative, and investment advisor, I know that financial times can be tough right now. Your current financial advisor may be telling you to think, quote, long-term, unquote, because the market has always come back. On the other hand, if retirement is looming over your head, let Family Heritage Group show you common sense ways to make your money last a lifetime and beyond. There's much work that needs to be done, and you still have plenty of time. If this sounds like something you need, give us a call at 418-3300. Let's sit down for an hour or so and get acquainted, have some fresh hot coffee and plenty of financial advice. There's no charge initially because at Family Heritage Group, age is just a number. So call it, 418-3300.
Live, local, and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Tuesday. It's almost like a Monday today, isn't it? Monday was like a Sunday. Tuesday edition, lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. And the ways that you can contact me, you can email me, enid@kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. The numbers are always toll-free. If you're in the 916 area code, 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. Tomorrow, we are going to be joined by Calvin Trillin, who's very witty. He's a wonderful writer. You see his work in The Nation and in The New Yorker. He's written about foods, and he writes this great poetry. It's like doggerel, but it's hilarious, and it's often political, and his newest book is called Heck of a Job. So he will be joining us tomorrow. In a couple of weeks, we're going to be joined by Nora Ephron, whose book is going to be number one on the New York Times bestseller list. It's about number two or three at the moment. And the book is a collection of her also very witty essays, I Feel Bad About My Neck, and Other Thoughts on Being a Woman. So those are some of the guests coming up, and you never know what's going to be happening around here. But I will give you a heads up. We're going to have to do everything that we need to do with each other today and tomorrow because I'm going to be off on Thursday and Friday. I have all this dental stuff that I have to do, and they won't let me talk. And I'm going to be all sutured up. They're going to just suture my mouth closed. So that's where I'm going to be. But you're going to be in good hands with Air America Radio. So anything we've got to say to each other, we'll say it today, and we'll say it tomorrow, and then we'll say it again the following Monday when I return. So it's a heads up. All right, let me start with a couple of things. First of all, the Brown campaign is, all the campaigns now are getting themselves into gear. Even Angelides is getting himself into gear. Let's just hope that he gets somewhere and may get some traction. But let's start with the Doolittle campaign, the Charlie Brown, who is, of course, our choice. Here is what they're saying. They're saying that 52 days after agreeing to meet retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Charlie Brown in a public forum, John Doolittle has refused to commit to a schedule of debates. On recess since the day he was born, Doolittle has ignored no fewer than 7 invitations from local media outlets, community organizations, a local high school, government class, and a second letter from Brown proposing a series of joint town hall meetings to discuss issues like national security, gas prices, intestinal gas, no, just kidding, corruption, and the soaring federal debt. John Doolittle doesn't want to talk about the real issues that voters care about, said Charlie Brown. Well, Doolittle is living up to his name of doing little when it comes to committing to a debate because, I don't know, maybe he's waiting for the indictments to come down. Who knows? One of the stories that we covered last week has a rather delicious twist to it. We were talking about a pot bust supposed to be worth about $20 million, tons of it, lots and lots of plants growing in the West Marin town of Bolinas, which is a hippie haven. Anytime you put up a sign that says this is Bolinas, the residents stealthily, in the middle of the night, they take it down because they don't want the tourists to know where Bolinas is. Well, it's there. It's right there by Stinson Beach, but Bolinas has its own sort of rules. So when the announcement was made that there was this big pot bus, all this thousands and thousands of plants, I guess, growing on Bolinas Ridge, I mean, who would care in Bolinas? They would line up. But the particular Marin County twist to the story was, here is where everybody was getting incensed, that in order to grow those thousands of marijuana plants, there, pesticides and irrigation and so forth, pesticides were used, and then they were getting into the water supply and certain pristine streams that threatened certain endangered species. And this is where Marin County would get very upset. They don't care about the pot. Well, over the weekend, the story takes another dramatic turn. And here it is. Bundles containing 1,200 marijuana plants cut down by narcotics agents hours earlier were stolen. So apparently the agents raided this remote area on Bolinas Ridge where all these marijuana plants were growing. They effectively harvest them for the growers. They cut them down, and then some of these plants were in such remote locations, and they didn't have enough personnel to keep a watch over them overnight. So they didn't. And lo and behold, the next morning, most of them were gone. Isn't that amazing? So here are bundles containing 1,200 marijuana plants. Well, what do they do? Count them? How do they know there were 1,200 of them? There might have been 12,000 of them. Cut down by narcotics agent. And, you know, sometimes they inflate them. So maybe there were five, and they made it 1,200. Then they say, oh, and a street value of $5 zillion. Bundles containing 1,200 marijuana plants cut down by narcotics agents hours earlier were stolen, possibly by the illicit growers. Well, or possibly... possibly by the law enforcement, who knows, from a site on the Mount Tam watershed in the middle of the night, water district officials said. The stolen haul, part of 20,000 plants discovered at several West Marin pot gardens earlier in the week, was valued at roughly $3 million, according to estimates by narcotics agents. It was overnight on Tuesday when the plants were taken. Apparently, some of the growers returned. Well, effectively, the narcotics agents in the case, whoever raided the site, effectively did the harvesting for the growers. So there you go. Law of unintended consequences. The bust sites and plants were being guarded by law enforcement overnight, but because individual gardens were scattered over remote locations, not too remote for the growers to grow and to find their way there, some areas were left unattended at times, the official said. I bet they were unattended for quite a lot of times. So there you go. There's the rest of that story. I love that story. That is a very typical Marin County kind of a story. Okay, here we go. The arena. More. The story develops. More on this story. First of all, in today's B, I think it's in today's B. Maybe it was yesterday's B, but I think today's. What's happening is that the key details on the arena, this new arena that the city mothers are trying to float, city fathers, really they're city mothers, that are trying to float our way, you know, because they have all these renderings and these billboards of people flocking, all these people flocking to the new arena. So all these flockers, you pay attention here. There are some things, the arena, the key details about the arena deal would be coming out just as ballots are being mailed. So they theoretically may not appear on the ballots. The B begins. There is something strangely appropriate about the name of Measure R. Does R refer to the late Herman Rorschach, the Rorschach test? Well, anyway, here's the quarter cent sales tax increase for the next 15 years. In theory, that money will be for general purposes, but we all know it's for the arena. They can't say it's for the arena, because if they say it's for the arena, then they need 2/3 majority on the vote instead of a simple majority. But in any event, many of the financial details, how much the public pays toward the arena, how much do the Maloofs pay, who bears the risk of cost overruns, the public, are already spelled out in a term sheet, but the wisdom of the investment may depend on the return. And the memorandum of understanding is expected to answer some questions. But we don't know if all of this is going to happen for very long, you're going to have this information for very long before voters make their decisions. It is hoped that B says that these and other questions have answers that the public can understand, but the answers won't be in circulation for very long before the voters have to make. So you're not going to know what's going on. And if they do tell you anything that's going on, they're going to tell you 2 seconds before the election. Everything about this stinks to high heaven. The honesty about how the vote has to go. If the sales tax increase is for the arena, they don't want to tell you that, because if they tell you that, it's got to be a two-thirds majority. So they're not going to, so they're fudging that. You don't know how much is going to go. You don't know the terms of the deal. By the time that gets finalized, it's going to be 2 seconds before the election. I think in every single way, there's no transparency here. And this deal stinks to high heaven. Stinks to high heaven. In the meantime, the backers of the arena are now pressuring the Sacramento Bee to be cheerleaders for this ridiculous deal. And if you read the public editor's column, I think on Sunday, Armando Acuña, he says the following, that frustrated supporters of the arena recently asked for a meeting with the Bee's publisher. They had a beef. The paper's coverage was too negative, they said, especially by some of the columnists. By the way, may I draw a distinction for you? What a columnist does is the same thing that talk radio does. What we do here, what we are trafficking in here, is opinion. Your goddess is not a reporter. I'm not functioning generally as a reporter on Enid Live. Sometimes I am a reporter, and I always try to get the facts as right as I can. I do make mistakes. I try to correct myself when I make them. If I make them, I know you will correct me, because you guys are eagle-beagle-eyed out there, and you know when a mistake has been made. And listen, we all make mistakes, and mine are quite public, and I'll just have to apologize and set the record straight. But what we are trafficking in here largely is informed opinion. Opinion, but informed. We hope it's informed opinion. It's not the same as being a reporter, where you have to do balance. Okay? Well, a columnist is writing his or her opinion. It's not functioning as a reporter, where you have to, on the one hand, this side, and the other hand, that side, present a balanced picture. So these are the columnists expressing their opinions on this deal. And guess what? The supporters don't like their opinions. So they're saying, and they are having a meeting with the paper's publisher, the Sacramento Bee publisher, and they are bitching that the paper's coverage has been too negative, especially by some of the columnists, and was shifting public opinion against them before they could even get their campaign up and running. Well, you're not even going to know the details, even when they make the details available. They're not going to tell you everything, and they're going to tell it to you 1 second before the vote is due. Gathered with publisher Janice Bessler-Heafy in her office, where the Rivercats owner, Art Savage, Sacramento County Supervisor Roger Dickinson, and Rivercats Exec Vice President Warren Smith. Also there was Steve Weiss, the paper's Vice President for Marketing and Public Affairs. We felt the arena was not really getting a fair shot, said Warren Smith, who also heads the fundraising committees for the two arena measures on the ballot. We wanted to show some of our frustration. No, they didn't. You know what they did? They're trying to muscle their weight around, and they're bitching about the columnists expressing their opinions, and I hope, sounds like the paper is caving slightly. You know, paper's got to please a lot of its. It has a lot of constituents to please. It has advertisers that it doesn't really want to piss off too much. She, the publisher, Janice Heafy, is in favor of the arena. The news stories have never been an issue, writes Armando Acuña, the public editor. He's like the ombudsman for the paper. They were generally balanced and straightforward. The focus of concern by arena backers was the columnists, most of whom have raised critical questions about the deal or have come out against it. They're writing about a subject that has riveted community attention and sparked passionate discussions like no other local election in recent memory. Yes, the columnist tenor was mostly negative, Heafy. Publisher Heafy agreed. We pay our columnists to have opinions. That's their job. Our job is to make sure they don't abuse that role. Well, if you have opinions, how are you abusing that role? You know, so is this mean that there's going to be like a governor, an oversight over these columnists? I hope not. Smith said he told the group that we have some work to do here, too, and advised them to reach out and meet with a columnist. Oh, I'm sure they're going to be thrilled about that. And meet with top newsroom editors, exec editor Rick Rodriguez and managing editor Joyce Terhar. So why? I mean, why are they? Unless these editors always meet with these people. But I hope they're not trying to moderate the coverage. Heafy said the paper can't be a cheerleader on the issue, that its top priority is being independent and making sure its news reporting is accurate and balanced. The paper, she said, will take an editorial position on the arena as it does with all major election issues. She said she personally supports the new arena and will present her views to the paper's editorial board, of which she is a member, in making a case to endorse it. As a business person, she said, I believe it's in the best interest of the B as a business to have a big league professional sports team in town and to have a modern, attractive venue for large entertainment events. We recognize our readers like to read about the Kings and Monarchs, as well as major popular music concerts. But on this issue, as on others, our journalism will focus not on the B's interest, but on the public interest. So if this is a public interest issue, what is the best thing for Sacramento? 3 weeks ago, Rodriguez held a meeting with most of the paper's columnists regarding the arena. He was mainly concerned about two things. See, now here is where I think they're trying to put the squeeze on their paper's columnists. There needed to be more coordination paper-wide. And he wanted the columnists to express their views based on new reporting and not just to repeat the same opinion over and over again. The coordination became a concern because of what happened on the August 11th issue. On that Friday, the B had a front page news story on the arena, as well as columns about it by state political columnist Dan Walters, sports columnist Marcos Breton, Metro columnist R.E. Grasswich. It was arena overload and no one saw it coming. Well, I didn't think it was arena overload. I can't get enough of the negative stories on this arena. And so far, there have been very few positive ones. 349-1320-866-626-1320. What do you think? Is the B trying to squeeze these columnists and keep them from expressing their wholehearted, full-throttle opinion? Or will the B come out? Where do you think the B is going to come out? I have a feeling the B may not come out in favor of it. But, you know, it would be in the B's interest to be pro-arena. Would it be in the best interest of Sacramento to have a new arena? Where do you think the B is going to come down on this issue? And I got this email from the Sacramentans Against the Arena Tax. If you want to volunteer, the number is 880-1233, 880-1233. They're having a fundraiser Friday, September 15th, 5 to 7, at the home of... a couple of people who are sponsoring this, so why don't you call and find out the details, 880-1233. Sponsors for the No on the Arena Tax fundraiser include Assembly Member Dave Jones, City Councilman Steve Cohn, former Council Member Lynn Roby, Carrie Cornwell, and Greg Redman and Dave Tamayo. So where is the B going to come down on the arena? It's in their best interest to have an arena, said the publisher. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's in the best interest of Sacramento to have a brand new arena. And is the B going to squeeze its columnists? Because here, look at the editorial in today's editorial, which is that the key details on the arena will be released just as the ballots are being mailed. So who knows how much of that information is going to appear on the information that you receive. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So far I've not seen a positive editorial on the arena, I don't think. I'm just doing this from memory. If anybody can recall a positive Sacramento Bee editorial on the arena, I'd like to hear from you. And I hope they don't start squeezing their columnists. But if you know anything about it or if you have any opinions about it, this is a place to express them. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Tuesday, the Katie Couric inaugural. And we'll be talking about that because that story gets weirder and weirder. The Tuesday edition, lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much, Enid. Sure did miss you over the holiday weekend. It was very nice, and so was the weather, and the weather's going to be like that for the next couple of days. We have got about 22% humidity yesterday, 31% humidity. I felt like I was back east. Our traffic, we do have a vehicle in the roadway. It looks like a green Jag southbound Cap City Freeway, just north of El Camino Avenue, slowing traffic down. A three-car crash eastbound I-80 at Greenback Lane, and we also have emergency vehicles and a four-car crash blocking Watt Avenue and Carl Drive. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel, the only channel left.
What does Family Heritage Group do differently than other financial advisors? We believe that our clients should focus on preserving what they already have and not focus on chasing the brass ring. Come visit us at our Watt Avenue office, have a hot cup of coffee, and let us give you an honest appraisal of how you can make things happen by working with Family Heritage Group. Why are you still trying to amass more wealth? When should you start thinking about preserving what is left of your investment portfolio as the market continues to fluctuate erratically? Should you start giving some thought to safer and more secure investments? Or would you rather just add more money to your children's inheritance? As we age, investing isn't about getting richer. It's about providing for you and your loved ones when you're gone. Always pay yourself first and then leave a legacy that will make your family proud. Family Heritage Group will help you protect and preserve that legacy because nobody wants to outlive their money. It's time to stop procrastinating. Give us a call at 418-3300. That's 418-3300 for your free cup of hot coffee and an hour of consultation. Let us help you help yourself age with dignity.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort. Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, June 9th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts matches, which include 3-time UFC champion and UFC Hall of Famer Dan the Beast Severin versus Brian Pardo in the main event. Other matches will include Kengo Ura, Philip Wyman from Ken Shamrock's Lion's Den, Shannon Rich, Torres Kebab, and others. Visit CacheCreek.com for tickets and information.
Live from the left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
.327 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation 349-1320. Or 866-626-1320. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. Remember, your homework assignment is to tell 3 to 5 people every single day, even if you don't know them, that we're here because a lot of people don't know that we are here. Although we're going to start to, you're going to be starting to see some billboards about us in the next couple of weeks, I think. But we haven't done really any advertising at all, and it's amazing we've done as well as we have. But we're the little engine that could, and we will with your help. So we're asking the question about the arena. Where is the bee going to come down on the arena? So far, the editorials have been largely negative in my memory. I haven't seen a positive editorial. So I'm interested to know what position the bee is going to take when it makes on its editorial page, whether it endorses or doesn't the new arena. And I hope the paper doesn't put the squeeze on columnists that are anti the arena. But look at how the backers are in there muscling the newspaper. 349-1320. For some reason, I don't know. I guess it rankles, although I would do the same if I were in favor of something. If I were in favor of getting rid of Bush, I'd be right there at the newspaper pushing for better coverage on that in that department. Mark in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, hi. I just wondered, I don't know about the bees coverage. I knew they had the one positive story I saw was that tearing down the old arena and developing that land would somehow make it less of a subsidy for the Maloofs. But the big news today, to me anyway, was that, you know, we have a strike down at the county. In fact, if your listeners don't know it, don't put out your recycles this week. Just your garbage will be picked up. But the unions are saying, hey, the supervisors are asking us for givebacks in the healthcare area and additional payments on our health insurance. Meanwhile, they're giving $500 million to the Maloofs. And
wait a minute. The unions, are you telling me that the unions are supporting the arena deal?
No. I'm saying that the unions are saying if the supervisors are so much on our side, how come they're taking health benefits from our ordinary citizens and giving the money to the Maloofs?
In other words, there's money for the Maloofs, but there's not money for the people who are trying to get increased benefits who are union workers. Is that what you were saying?
Nothing. They're asking that the unions kick in additional money for the health care. They're asking.
All right, so union members have to pay more for their health care under these new provisions. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your point? What does this have to do with the arena?
Well, they're putting themselves up as an alternative to the arena, and I think, frankly, that's...
Who's putting themselves up as an alternative? I'm not following what you're telling me, Mark.
The striking workers who are working for the county.
Yes.
The workers who are being asked to kick in additional money for their health care.
Yes, so what does this have to do with the arena?
If the county does not have money to pay for the health care... For increased.
Well, that's what I said, and you said no. If they don't have money to pay for increased health care, how is it, are you saying, that they have money to dig in deeply into their pockets for the Maloofs and for this new arena? That's exactly the question we've been asking.
Okay, well,
that is exactly the point, although we would have liked you to get there a little bit sooner, quicker, Mark.
Well,
we like to cut to the chase around here.
Okay.
Yes, I understand your point. And if what you're saying is, how come they don't have money for this important issue, that important issue, but they have money for an arena, they open themselves wide to that charge. Absolutely. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. That's exactly the point. And I have to share, you know, we know that Sacramento is... number 7 in the country for stolen cars. Yes, our distinction, our cross to bear. We are number 7 in the country for stolen cars. But what, you know what we're number 1 in the state? Are we number 1 in the state for academics? Are we number 1 in the state for new inventions, high creativity, the introduction of patents? Sacramento County is number 1 in the state for hit and run driving. That's what we excel in stolen cars and hit and run driving. Oh, and let's not forget the homicide rate too while we're at it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So a lot of people apparently don't have insurance. They hit somebody and they take a powder. A driver went on a crazed curb-jumping rampage in San Francisco. Californians watched aghast, but with little fanfare. Sacramento County drivers have been on a similar tear. The county, cities included, has the highest rate in the state for deadly or debilitating hit-and-run crashes. This is according to the State Office of Traffic Safety. The data suggests that residents are more likely than others to rely on the anonymity of glass and steel to shelter them from repercussions. Isn't that interesting? What does that tell you? The anonymity of glass and steel. It tells you, what's one of the themes, one of our useless theme songs that we have been playing around here? The useless theme song that we've been playing around here is, let's pick up the trash. Why don't we pick up the trash? The trash is all over the place. It's a trashy place. Why don't we pick up the trash? And you know, the conclusion I had to come to was that people don't love Sacramento. Well, if you are in contact with your neighbors, if you have some kind of a, if you aren't simply anonymous, if you aren't simply a cipher in town, if you, or in the county, if you really feel more connected, then you do the things like, let's pick up the trash. If you're involved in a hit and run, since it's people you might know, or you feel some affinity to the area, you might stop, trade your insurance information, forget it. There's something about strip mining the area, and there's something about a kind of anonymity that has to be a precursor to it, is my thought. So that kind of anonymity, if you're not connected, why clean up the neighborhood? Why clean up your front lawn? Why clean up the sidewalk that's next to you? It's not yours, you know, it's not right in front of your place. Why do anything? Hey, you're in it for yourself. You're not connected to anybody. You're somehow unconnected, anonymous. I think that the neighborhoods that do the best job are the neighborhoods where people feel some sense of connection and some rootedness in place. And these can be high dollar neighborhoods, and they can be middle class neighborhoods, and they can be neighborhoods that are not so fancy in terms of the money. But if you feel connected, you sort of do things for each other, and you do things as for the neighborhood, and you kind of feel like you belong. And if somebody in the neighborhood hit somebody else, I think they would trade information. But it speaks to the anonymity, the lack of connection, the lack of rootedness in Sacramento. I mean, even the homicide rate. So there's that factor, and also a lot of urban problems that have crept up on Sacramento that I think people have only been trying to keep a lid on all these years and haven't tried to figure out some pretty innovative solutions. So what we hear about the arena, for example, is, well, oh, there aren't any corporate sponsors. They're not the corporate sponsors like you have in San Francisco. Well, I don't know to what extent an outreach has been made to bring in more corporate entities to the area. Maybe a big outreach has been made. I don't know. I don't know how much people try, how inventive they are in trying to bring people in. They're trying to be inventive, but in a crude way, to get the arena going. Has there been that much inventiveness to bring in corporate interests? Has there been that much inventiveness to solve the homicide problem? There been that much inventiveness to solve the problem of education in the area? What about, trying to get people to come together in ways, city-sponsored events? I don't know. There are a lot of things that could happen just to try to bring us more together. And it doesn't happen very much. You know, maybe in small ways, I suppose, as everywhere. But not in the large ways that are required. So guess what? We're number one in the state for hit-and-run driving because people hit, they think they can be anonymous, and then they take off. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together with Lisa West.
Well, Enid, now that you mentioned hit and runs, certainly I agree with those statistics because today we have several of them. Hit and run, no injuries, though emergency vehicles are there. Southbound 99 at Fruit Ridge Road, which is where it starts most of the time. Hit and run, no injuries on West 4th Street and U Street. I have a hit and run with injuries involved, and there are several emergency vehicles there at Calvine Road and just west of Aubrey Drive in South Sacramento. Now, we do have a three-car crash due to a hit and run at Watt Avenue and Carl Drive. So Enid's statistics were pretty much right on. Our lows tonight, we have about 57 and highs reaching 98 today, which is where we're at now. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC.
We got students, we got veterans, we got labor, we got small business.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
We've got a coalition for change.
And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz.
And Nisa Davis Hayden.
From the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8th. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to the Studio Theater.net.
We need your support.
Are you paying too much?
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Okay, homeowners, you need to hear about this. The Fiscal Fitness Group have just developed the PMP, or the Perfect Mortgage Program, and it can save you thousands of dollars. This mortgage program matches up your credit, time you want to live in your home, and budget with the perfect mortgage loan for you and your budget. If your money's tight, this program is going to work around your circumstances. If you have bad credit, the program will not only find you the right loan, it'll help improve your credit score. retirement savings a little low, this program will help you lower your mortgage payment and build up your retirement savings. It's just what the name says, the perfect mortgage program, and no one but Fiscal Fitness Group have this program. Is your mortgage loan working for you or against you? That's what you need to ask yourself. You need the perfect mortgage loan to maximize every dollar. They're licensed by the DOC. Their number's easy to remember. It's 866-2-FISCAL. That's 866-234-7225. 866-2-FISCAL. You tell them Bob Keller sent you. Make that call now. Okay, homeowners, you need to hear about this. The Fiscal Fitness Group have just developed the PMP, or the Perfect Mortgage Program, and it can save you thousands of dollars. This mortgage program matches up your credit, time you want to live in your home, and budget with the perfect mortgage loan for you and your budget. If your money's tight, this program's going to work around your circumstances. If you have bad credit, the program will not only find you the right loan, it'll help improve your credit score. Retirement savings a little low. This program will help you lower your mortgage payment and build up your retirement savings. It's just what the name says, the perfect mortgage program, and no one but Fiscal Fitness Group have this program. Is your mortgage loan working for you or against you? That's what you need to ask yourself. You need the perfect mortgage loan to maximize every dollar. They're licensed by the DOC. Their number's easy to remember. It's 866-2-FISCAL. That's 866-234-7225. 866-2-FISCAL. You tell them Bob Keller sent you. Make that call now.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Baby, 3:41 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays, Monday through Fridays, on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Well, a couple of things. Over the weekend, in the New York Times, of all places, Paul Koretz's bill to provide condoms in prisons was a topic of an editorial. The U.S. In the New York Times, the U.S. will never control the spread of HIV until it takes stronger measures in prisons where unprotected sex and IV drug use are common. And the AIDS infection rate is nearly five times that of the general population. So the California state legislature, they go on, passed landmark condom distribution bill that clearly deserves Arnold Schwarzenegger's signature. The bill, spearheaded by Paul Koretz, Democrat from West Hollywood, would allow public health agencies to enter the prisons and hand out condoms to inmates who want them. Do you think that Arnold is going to go for this? Arnold is not going to go for the health care bill that Sheila Kuehl and others have been pushing. He's not going to sign it. Universal health care in California. He's not going to do it. Meanwhile, you have, now that Labor Day is out of the way. Did you have a nice Labor Day? I had a nice holiday. I didn't do anything greatly fantastic, but it was nice to have the time off. That part was good. Your goddess is always trying to get more organized with tragic results. But in any event, finally, and what does this tell us? Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa has endorsed Phil Angelides for governor. Why did it take him this long to do it? After months of conspicuously keeping his distance, L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa today endorsed Phil Angelides for governor, pledging to, quote, work day and night for his fellow Democrat in the race to unseat Arnold Schwarzenegger. But the truth of the matter is that actually Schwarzenegger's, if he becomes governor again, if he continues as governor, the timing and he'll be termed out after this term, would be more advantageous for guys like Villaraigosa and Fabian Nunez. So there's been a lot of speculation that one of the reasons that Villaraigosa has not come forward sooner is because it would actually benefit him more for a Schwarzenegger governorship rather than an Angelides governorship. Anyway, Villaraigosa delivered his support in the mission in San Francisco. He was joined on stage by a grinning Angelides, as well as Mayor Gavin Newsom from San Francisco and the mayors of Sacramento, Berkeley, and Richmond. Unlike the others who delivered only brief remarks, Villaraigosa never mentioned Schwarzenegger by name in his roughly 8 minutes of remarks. Instead, he praised Angelides You know, can they do something with the name Angelides that it's got the word angel in it, that he's on the side of the angels? I don't know. Just a thought. Dwelling at length on the issue of public education and saying that a fellow Democrat was the one person in the state with the wherewithal to get California back on track. Why did it take so long? Both Angelides and Schwarzenegger worked the holiday. Schwarzenegger paid a nostalgic Labor Day visit to a bodybuilding event in Venice. Have you ever noticed a mind-building event anyplace? They have a lot of bodybuilding events, but I haven't seen too many brain-building events anywhere. Anyhow, Arnold was at Muscle Beach in Venice, while Phil dashed to union rallies to rouse rank-and-file Democrats. Schwarzenegger's day had the tone of a victory swing. At Republican volunteer centers in San Diego, Orange, and L.A. counties, he all but ignored Angelides, whose image the governor has sullied in TV ads depicting his challenger as being too eager to raise taxes. Buoyed by his recent legislative deals with Democrats on global warming, prescription drugs, well, warning too, and the minimum wage, Schwartzy told campaign volunteers that Californians elected him on faith in 2003, but he expected more in 2006. This time he said, I want people to go work for me and to vote for me, not as an act of faith, not as a faith-based initiative, but as an act of confidence in what we have accomplished in the last 3 years. Well, what have we accomplished in the last 3 years? He signed on with Democrats, and I guess that's why they want to work with him. But none of the editorials in the San Francisco Chronicle, for example, very recently, are very positive to Schwartzy. They are taking him to task for the special session that wasn't. There was a special, if you even notice, the so-called special session in the San Francisco Chronicle begins, called by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to solve the state's prison crisis, ended last week without anything getting accomplished. Both Schwartzy and the legislature must be held responsible for failing to address fundamental problems in our prison system. Extreme overcrowding, a collapsing health care system, a failed parole system which results in most inmates being returned to prison within 3 years, and a dearth of serious rehabilitation programs. And they go on to say how Schwarzenegger didn't, it was a waste of time, essentially. Then in the Chronicle, there's this headline, Schwarzenegger is frustrating Democrats because essentially what he's doing is he's co-opting Democratic issues. And the Democrats are happy that he's doing it because they at least get his support in this window while he's running for office. Remember, this is the window where they promise you everything, where they try to seduce you out of your vote. This is the window that says, I will call you in the morning. I dreamed about you last night. You are, when I met you, you were the woman of my dreams, or the man of my dreams. I know that we are going to spend the rest of our lives together. I know that we're going to live happily ever after. And definitely, I will call you in the morning. Oh, and if you have a pothole, we'll fix that too. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And as we know, the minute you elect these guys, you never hear from them again. And then the LA Times has got this big piece on how Schwartzy and Fabian are a mutual admiration society. Putting aside the brutal politicking of the past, the governor and the assembly speaker find their friendship crosses party lines. It also gets things done. So it has been mutually advantageous. At least it's been very advantageous for Arnold. Their families, their wives are both named Maria. Their families have gotten together. At first, they didn't have a good relationship. They were sort of each other's throats. And then, you know, just like romances everywhere, they realized that they liked each other. And it happened after Schwartzy was roundly defeated in that special election. So he is keeping his wide lead. He leads Angelides by 13 points. His base is far more solidified than Phil's. And my question is that the governor's race has now kicked into full steam as Labor Day sort of kicks off the election season, officially kicks it off. Were I the candidate, I'd have been really putting in my, doing everything I could in the months preceding Labor Day, especially coming out of a bruising primary. But Phil has been sort of MIA. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Enid at kctc.com. And the question is Phil starting a little late? Too little? Too late? What's he got to do? You know, where's that famous feisty quality that he's got going for him? How come we haven't seen enough of it? These same town hall meetings that he's, you know, front porch meetings that he is engaged in all over the place, talking about the middle class tax cuts, is not enough. It's not going to cut it. What he's got to do is he's got to do something bold, and he's got to get some traction in doing it. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, thank you very much, Enid. You're right. We do have a lot of hit and runs today. And northbound Cap City Freeway, just north of Arden Way, a disabled vehicle on the right-hand side has turned into a hit and run. Three-car crash with major injuries of southbound 99, just north of 12th Avenue. Please stay clear of that. We have about three emergency vehicles there. Northbound Cap City Freeway, just south of El Camino Avenue. And southbound Cap City Freeway, just north of P Street. Three-car crash at each major injuries. Now, our lows tonight, right around 57. And we have highs for the next couple of days, 97, 98. We're at 96 here in the River City. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On May 1st, NoHaggleMortgage.com was launched, and for the first time, homeowners can now have direct access to the same rates that mortgage brokers get. That's right, the same rates that mortgage brokers get. There are three things that allow NoHaggleMortgage.com to get their clients the lowest mortgage rates in the industry. One, no commissions to pay loan officers. Two, technology today allows most of the work to be done over the internet, saving you a lot of money. Three, no haggling. Just type in NoHaggleMortgage.com and click on Quick Quote to find out what rate you can get. Get your money faster and save thousands. No gimmicks, no middleman, no haggling. Just simple, fast, friendly, low-rate mortgage loans. Skip the loan officer. Go direct to NoHaggleMortgage.com. You're already online with the Eagle. Take 30 seconds and find out for yourself. Log on to NoHaggleMortgage.com. Check it out today. Licensed by the DOC.
On May 1st, NoHaggleMortgage.com was launched. And for the first time, homeowners can now have direct access to the same rates that mortgage brokers get.
That's right, the same rates that mortgage brokers get.
There are three things that allow NoHaggleMortgage.com to get their clients the lowest mortgage rates in the industry. One, no commissions to pay to loan officers. Two, technology today allows most of the work to be done over the internet, saving you a lot of money. Three, no haggling. Just type in NoHaggleMortgage.com and click on Quick Quote to find out what rate you can get. Get your money faster and save thousands. No gimmicks, no middleman, no haggling. Just simple, fast, friendly, low-rate mortgage loans. Skip the loan officer. Go direct to NoHaggleMortgage.com. You're already online with the Eagle. Take 30 seconds and find out for yourself. You can find them at NoHaggleMortgage.com. Check it out today. Licensed by the DOC.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. The campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
If Romney gets the nomination, the tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Welcome to Los Angeles, where I believe the official sunscreen is now lead, isn't it, pretty much? Oh, my God, this heat. I was sweating like Naomi Campbell trying to hire a maid. It was so hot today. It was so hot in Hollywood today. Brad and Angelina adopted Ben and Jerry. Did you know that? It was so hot in Encino, Michael Jackson actually stopped at a young boy's lemonade stand and just bought the lemonade. You know the worst part about this heat wave across the country is Al Gore walking around going, I told you so. Actually, if Al Gore's movie on global warming is correct, as you know, the ice caps are shrinking. You all know about that. The glaciers are shrinking. The only thing not shrinking, Al Gore, apparently. Have you seen Al? Really not shrinking. I tell you, the heat, it puts people in a bad mood. You know, in fact, coming into work today, people were swearing like President Bush near an open mic. It was unbelievable.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
3:53 on the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, the post-holiday edition. You know, we're all sort of like, oh, I'm groggy from a long weekend. You got to get in the spirit. Well, the governor contenders' wraps come off, according to the Bee. Angelides is calling his opponent a fraud. Well, he's going to have to do more than that. So the question is, can he get it together? Can he get enough traction going? I hope that's right. I hope I haven't worried needlessly. But if I were running, and Willie Brown said it best, Willie Brown said, if he were running Phil's campaign, he wouldn't go to sleep and wouldn't let anybody go to sleep until after the election was over. So, Angelides called his opponent a fraud. He kicked off the fall campaign season by lambasting the governor as a first-class fraud. Oh, just because Arnold wears makeup? If you saw him without his makeup, he would look different. Just because he wears lifts in his shoes? Just because elevator shoes? Just because he wears his hair is not a necessarily color found in nature. For his election, he calling him a fraud for his, quote, election year conversion to increase the minimum wage and support other issues backed by labor. This conversion is as fraudulent as George Bush's claims of weapons of mass destruction, Phil said at an L.A. County Labor Federation Labor Day breakfast. Well, that's good. That's a good start. It's not enough, but that's a good start. With a lead in the polls, Schwartzy spent his Labor Day thanking volunteers at a campaign center. He went to Muscle Beach. I think he was at one of the NASCAR races over the weekend. He rushed past reporters afterward, leaving his campaign manager to respond to Angelides. We're going to leave the vicious negative campaigning to Phil Angelides, said Steve Schmidt, who worked for both Rove and Cheney, so he would know something about vicious negative campaigning. He said he has a long track record of gutter politics and negative campaigning. Well, for my money, he hasn't been negative enough, and he's just beginning to come alive, and I'm glad that he's getting some endorsements, and I hope he can really step on the gas and do it. But Ken, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What are your thoughts? Do you think Phil can do it? Schwartzy is courting Latinos. Is he going to be successful doing that? Well, he is an action figure. And if you do is watch his movies and you don't really pay attention to what he's actually accomplished, then maybe he is seductive to people who have not been as politically engaged. I don't know. I'm not saying that that's true of all Latinos, but I think the celebrity gets in a way. There are a lot of people who are not very politically engaged in this state. And so they're going to vote for Schwartzy because they've seen his movies and he's a celebrity. It always comes as a shock when you say to people, even your friends, you say, well, what has he actually accomplished? Well, he's been signing on with Democrats, but these are Democratic kind of sponsored initiatives that Schwartzy has signed on to, and he's doing it because he's running in an election. When he didn't have an election, he wasn't signing on to a minimum wage, he wasn't signing on to global warming, he wasn't signing on to any of those proposals. It turns out, by the way, and I will have more to say about this, that Karl Rove's father is gay. Did you know that? There's a new book out about Karl Rove. It's a new book chronicling Karl Rove's life and conservative agenda. The father left the family during the 1969 Christmas holiday. He went out for a pack of cigarettes. Well, you might leave that family too if you had a son like Carl. And he moved to Los Angeles, where he eventually came out, according to Rove's father's best friend, an openly gay man named Joseph Coons. Louis Rove didn't hide the fact that he was gay, but he didn't play it up either. Louis Rove is described as a shy man, encumbered by his 300-pound figure. 350, actually, to encourage Rove to socialize, his friends invited him to join a retired gay man.
President Bush insists Iraq is part of the war on terrorism.
We will not withdraw from the fight until this threat to civilization has been removed.
Bill Ford steps aside as Ford CEO.
I've got too much to do. I'm wearing too many hats.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Speaking to a military group today, President Bush tried to answer critics who say the war in Iraq is a distraction from the war on terrorism. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller reports.
Likening the words of Osama bin Laden to those of Hitler and Lenin, President Bush says the Al-Qaeda threats to bring down America and impose radical Islam must be taken seriously. For that reason, he says the U.S. must achieve victory in Iraq or leave future generations wondering what happened.
50 years from now, history will look back on our time with unforgiving clarity and demand to know why we did not act.
Mr. Bush says Al-Qaeda regards the U.S. as lacking in resolve, but he declares they're wrong. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Democrats are making the Iraq war a major issue in the midterm elections. Today, Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid said all the speeches in the world do not change what's going on the ground.
Facts do not lie. Under the Bush administration and this Republican Congress, America is less safe, facing greater threats, and unprepared for a dangerous world in which we live.
Now this.
So what do your Discover business card purchase checks do down here in your desk drawer? Basically, show up your other checks. Your checking account checks don't earn rewards. But when you pay vendors with fee-free purchase checks, you earn cash back bonus on business purchases. Plus, you get the same payment grace period as your card. Maybe your purchase checks deserve a drawer of their own.
It's time to take control with the new Discover business card. Visit discoverbiz.com/itworks or call 1-888-DISCOVER to learn more.
That first cup of coffee in the morning.
A bear hug from one of my kids.
Simple wonders are the little things in life that make a big difference.
Another simple wonder is Bayer aspirin. It's amazing on pain.
And it can help save lives.
Tell Bayer aspirin your simple wonder. Plus enter for a chance to win up to $10,000. Just go to wonderdrug.com and your little wonders might just pay off big. No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry information, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes ends 10/31/06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Use as directed.
Approaching the fifth anniversary of 9/11, a medical study delivers bad news to the thousands who joined the rescue and recovery effort at Ground Zero in New York.
Mount Sinai researcher Robin Herbert says responders to the attacks on the World Trade Center will suffer health problems for years to come.
69% of World Trade Center responders experienced new or worsened respiratory symptoms.
That includes law enforcement, construction, and utility crews. It was those first responders who were most at risk, despite assurances the air was safe. Senator Hillary Clinton says the government was not telling the truth.
It was obvious that the air was hard to see through, let alone hard to breathe.
This latest study is likely to deepen the debate over whether exposure to the dust and toxic pollutants at Ground Zero can be directly linked to health complaints years later. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, New York.
His name is on the building, but his title no longer includes the letters CEO. Ford Chairman Bill Ford, who's been struggling to turn the company around, is handing that job over to Alan Mulally, a top executive at Boeing, who's credited with that company's resurgence.
I thought we could absolutely benefit from the leadership of somebody who had been through those tough times and had led a team through them successfully.
Mulally was passed over for CEO at Boeing, and then Ford called.
The symbolism and the parallelism between Boeing and Ford just stood out, especially on the innovation and the global competition, and it was just compelling. It was just compelling from day one.
Keith Crane of Automotive News foresees no overnight miracles at Ford.
They simply are going to have to develop cars and trucks that people are going to clamor to buy.
Asked about his ride, Mulally conceded it's a Lexus, but said he can't wait to drive a new Ford. The Food and Drug Administration has approved limited use of an implantable artificial heart. We get that story live from CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
What the device called Abiocor got was a humanitarian exemption, meaning it can be implanted in the chests of patients only if they are near death with nothing else to be done. Still great news from Michael Minogue, president of Abiomed, which makes the heart.
This is another option that patients will have, as well as the top heart hospitals offer patients without hope.
Federal officials believe the mechanical heart will save around 3 lives a month. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld is recovering from elective surgery today. Doctors at Walter Reed Army Medical Center repaired a torn rotator cuff in his left shoulder, an old athletic injury. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Alexander. So how
today in New York City, that naked guy on the subway was screaming, "Who's crazy now?" Hot down in Washington, D.C., Dick Cheney replaced his pacemaker with an ice maker. Is that hot? It's so hot, Christie Brinkley is now dating Ben and Jerry.
Whoa!
It's so hot today, ladies and gentlemen, George W. Bush told Al Roker to stop doing that. That's what he said. That's what President Bush said at the G8 summit. He was overheard using a dirty language at the G8 summit. And not only that, later he was ejected for headbutting.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
If loving Enid is wrong, we don't want to be right. AM 1320.
Six minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to hour two of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Remember that we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. You can email me, enid@kctc.com, and all calls to Enid Live are toll free. So if you're in the 916 area code, the number is 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. You can be on Mars. You can be out of your mind. You can be, and it still doesn't cost anything to call Enid Live. If you've never called a radio talk show before, and most of you never have, and probably never will, because fewer probably than 1% of the audience ever calls a radio talk show, think about doing it. You might be a little bit nervous at first, but it's great to have a diversity of voices and opinions. You could alter the dialogue. You could actually alter, the events taking place just by your conversation or insight. You never know what can happen. You can really get something going. So if you haven't done it, you'll be a little bit nervous. I would be very nervous if I called somebody's show, but you'll get over it because we're adults here. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We've been talking about the race. We've been talking about will Phil be able to do it. Arnold has announced that he's going to veto universal health care bill that was headed for his desk, claiming the measure would set up a vast new bureaucracy that would be too expensive. It's too expensive not to have universal health care. This would be a single-payer system. It was proposed by Senator Sheila Kuehl. He says it would cost the state billions and lead to significant new taxes on individuals and businesses without solving the critical issue of affordability. We can't afford not to do it. I won't jeopardize the economy of our state for such a purpose, the governor said in a statement. Sheila Kuehl said that Schwarzenegger's comments indicated he has not read the bill, doesn't understand the bill, or is being completely misdirected by his handlers. While there are no cost controls at all now and enormous administrative overhead and profit for insurance companies, there would have been a transparent system that actually would succeed in making health care coverage affordable in California, she said in a statement issued today. The bill would provide every California resident with health insurance through a system controlled by a new entity called the California Health Insurance Agency. It would be under the control of a health insurance commissioner appointed by the governor. The legislation would also establish a state commission to recommend to the governor and legislature how much to charge patients and businesses in premiums to help pay for the system. Kuehl said that the premiums would have taken the place of all premiums, copays, and deductibles we now pay, saving every person who now pays for health care significant money. The bill was approved by lawmakers last week as they wrapped up the 2006 session, but it has not yet reached Schwarzenegger, and it doesn't matter if it does, because you know what? It's DOA, dead on arrival. He's not going to go for it, because who does not having universal health care benefit? It benefits the insurance companies. It benefits big business not to have it. It doesn't benefit us. And really, nobody cares about us. I don't know if you saw over the weekend, George Carlin, if you get to see it on HBO, and I don't know when he first did this riff, it was absolutely fantastic. Carlin is getting better. He is a geezer, and I'm telling you, he gets better and better with age. He is terrific. This was an incredible piece of work. Funny, pointed, And it took tremendous energy. Maybe they shot it in sequences, but wow, you know, he wasn't working with notes, and you could just see the energy pouring out of him. But he made the point that they don't care about us. These are people running the country for their own benefit, and it has nothing to do with us. They make noises every election season that they're going to do this for us and they're going to do that for us. And the minute they have our vote, they do nothing for us. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. Esther in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Esther. Welcome.
Thank you. Yes, I wanted to say something about the governor's race, but I'd like to make a mention now, too, what you were talking about, that Sacramento has a well-known for having discourteous drivers, and our power is out north in town country, so just please be courteous and take your turn. But what I thought was very important on the governor's race, this AARP magazine, which goes to millions of people, it came out this month, and there's quite several pages on our Angelides, and
What do they say about that? What do they say about the governors?
Well, they gave they have each page, and they mark what they stood for.
Okay, and what's the but? Esther, tell me what the point is of the piece.
Oh. Well, Angelides supports that new health plan.
And Arnold doesn't, so they're telling you that you need to vote for Angelides? Is that what they're saying?
They say they don't take a, they don't vote for, they don't choose a candidate. So they, but this is...
So what is your point about the election, the governor's election?
Well, I think this is very important because it goes to so many people. If you get a copy of this new AARP magazine, it's very unusual because they usually don't come out with anything like this.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll direct people's attention to it, and I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. I want to go to something that happened. The Washington Post was covering it. You saw it over the weekend. You had the guy who, the guy named Irwin, who was hit by a stingray. You know that story that went out over the weekend. He was like a big, crocodile hunter kind of a guy, and a stingray got him. His name is Steve Irwin, and that story led all the newscasts over the weekend. And Howard Kurtz called the death a bizarre, and he said that he found it also bizarre. And not a little telling about the sorry state of American TV news that Steve Irwin led the NBC News last night. I say all this because on the Borowitz Report, the CNN switches, the Borowitz Report for today, CNN is switching to an all-polygamy format. It is going to become the first 24-hour polygamy news network. CNN rocked the TV news industry today by announcing that it would begin covering news about polygamy and nothing else on a 24-hour basis. For many viewers who had noticed a sharp uptick in the amount of its polygamy news coverage in recent days, the announcement that the network would switch to an all-polygamy format did not come as a total surprise. Still, CNN spokesperson Carol Feuler said at a press conference in New York that the network's decision to become the first all-polygamy news service was, quote, an important strategic move. For years, CNN has been covering wars, hurricanes, and terrorist attacks around the world, Feuler said, but those called those so-called news stories were a departure from our real mission, which is to report about pervs with 19 wives. This is going to be a big change for all of us, but sometimes change is just what's needed, said Wolf Blitzer, host of the rechristened CNN show, The Polygamy Room. The spokesperson for CNN would said that CNN would reassign reporters covering the White House and the Pentagon to the new CNN News headquarters in Hilldale, Utah. CNN anchor Lou Dobbs said he would no longer obsess about illegal immigration, but would instead report on, quote, horny polygamists trying to sneak into our country. Even as CNN navigates its transition to becoming the first all-polygamy network, CNN spokesman said that it would still cover a non-polygamy news story if it is of national importance. And by that, she said, I mean JonBenet. Elsewhere, after a stingray killed crocodile hunter Steve Irwin, President Bush reaffirmed his commitment to destroy all marine life. So here it is, CNN switching to an all-polygamy format. It's not a joke. I mean, it is a joke, of course. It's the Borowitz Report. But you know what? It's really not a joke. And when Howard Kurtz takes off after NBC for the sorry state of network news, where it is, he says, I find it bizarre and depressing and not just a little telling about the sorry state of American TV news, that it led with the Steve Irwin story. I know he's a high-profile guy, and I don't quibble with the story being included in the news, but come on. Sudan, Iraq, Afghanistan, are these somehow less important than Irwin's death and examining the new threat of stingrays? Well, if you thought that the news was really about the news, I guess you ought to think again. And I guess all the brouhaha about Katie Couric tonight, and she makes her debut, and I think in this market it will be at about 5:30. But, you know, if you go to the Channel 13 website, you don't immediately find it. It's kind of hard to find it. They ought to have done some homework. They ought to have hopped on it since there's been so much, coverage of Katie Couric, and that this is her first night, and, you know, everybody's looking to see how she does. You would think that Channel 13 would have bannered that on their website, but I couldn't even find what time the network news is. Now, maybe I didn't look hard enough, but it should have just knocked you between the eyes. In any event, there's the big story, and Sam McMahon has covered it, and everybody's covering it, is that there's new music on the CBS Evening News, the one that Walter Cronkite historically anchored, the news that then Dan Rather has, you know, anchored, and then Bob Schaefer anchored, and now the first female solo anchor is Katie Couric. And the L.A. Times is reporting the new theme song that will open the CBS Evening News tonight is by the same composer who did the score for Field of Dreams. So perhaps it's appropriate for Katie Couric to recall a sentiment from that movie when asked about her hopes of attracting more viewers to the third place broadcast. If we build it, she grinned, they will come. After months of speculation followed by anticipation, Couric and CBS have finally built it. Few doubt that Couric's debut on the newscast this evening will inflate the audience in the short term. From the first rumors that the longtime morning anchor was considering making the jump to CBS, her move has been covered with a kind of intense scrutiny and speculation usually reserved for prospective presidential candidates. Here's the story. The evening news has become a sort of, it's losing viewership. It has become a sort of broadcast dinosaur. Who is home at 5:30? And what CBS is going to do, which is a pretty good move, is that they're going to simulcast it on the net. They had tried it with something else, and they saw that they didn't lose viewership. And actually, if you're stuck in an office and you want to see Katie's debut tonight, you'll be able to access it, apparently, on the website. But the other thing is, this half-hour newscast is, in reality, when you deduct the time for commercials, you have 22 minutes left. She wants to include a free speech segment, which now shortens the broadcast, so it's an opinion segment. And what they are also saying is that she's going to be talking to Bill Clinton, President Bush, Rush Limbaugh, Bill Maher, and a few other people, and Walter Cronkite, and whether she's going to do it all at once or over time. So a 22-minute newscast that now has less time because of the free speech segment, and then all these other people are going, what is she, is this really the news? What is this? Is this the news, or is this a news-like substance? Is this the 99.9% news-free news? Some of the reporters are privately grousing because all of this stuff will take more time, and they feel like they will have less time to get their stories on the evening news. But the evening news is a sort of dying breed. It is hoped that she will begin to revitalize it. I don't know. Maybe she will. Maybe she won't. I wonder what your thoughts are and if you're planning to watch. 349-1320 or 866-620-61320. And do you watch it typically? Are you home by 5:30 so you can watch the network news? Even the local newscasts, I think a lot of times people are caught in traffic. We're working really odd hours. If you want the news, you can get it online anytime, or you can go to the All Polygamy channel or the All JonBenet channel or MSNBC or CNN anytime you want, and you can get pickup headline news. So suddenly, news, which is it really news? Is it even really news? When everybody's focusing on the composer who did the score for Field of Dreams, has composed a new theme song. When you have this element and that element, here's what you have. It's called news. But what it is it's a vehicle to sell a lot of advertising. And the more you can get higher prices for the advertising if you can deliver into the advertiser's arms a far larger audience. And it is thought that Katie Couric could do it. So is this really about news? No. What it's really about is using a news-like vehicle is really what everything in this country is all about. Everything in this country is about the bottom line. The bottom line in this country is the bottom line. Even things that shouldn't be the bottom line. Even things like religion. There's a whole big split. Wall Street Journal covered it this morning. And some of these evangelical churches, because some of them want to really recruit new members and use management techniques to do it and really, really care about the bottom line. This is now religion. Medicine should not be in the bottom line business. Medicine should not be in the bottom line business. Medicine should be in the curing and healing and medicine business. But it's in business now, and it is in the bottom line business. And that makes it bottom line, and that means that some of the most sacred things in American life are bottom line issues. And look at education. Look at those lists that U.S. News and World Report, best schools. They're brands. These schools have become brands that they are selling to you for a lot of money every year. You want the Stanford brand? It's going to cost you a lot of money to send your kid there if your kid can get in, because there's fierce competition for these highly ranked schools. Harvard? That Harvard brand is going to cost you a lot of money. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Dorothy in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Dorothy.
Sorry, I am driving, so I'll have to be careful here. I couldn't believe you were talking about something real. The polygamy channel? I thought you were joking.
I am joking. It's the Horowitz Report. It's satire.
Okay.
But I really might as well not be joking, because it has become the all. It was for last week, 2 weeks ago, it was the all JonBenet channel, and then it became the all polygamy channel.
Sorry, I don't get to listen to you all the time. So, I mean, does that have to be a bad thing for somebody calling in? Can't you just call in? And, you know, it was a great joke. I mean, I was really laughing. And then I asked the people, is this true? And she seemed to imply that it was. Anyway, the one comment I would like to make is that we always watch Amy Goodman at news time, and we haven't been able to stand commercial television news.
Is Amy Goodman on television? I thought she was just on radio.
Wonderful. It's on Channel 17 every night. I know not everybody gets cable, but a lot of people do. And it's on at 6 to 7 every night.
Are you going to look in on Katie Couric to see how she does? Because I think a lot of people are probably going to be curious.
I can't stand commercial news. It's been terrible for years.
All right. Well, try the all-polygamy channel, Dorothy. It can't get any worse than that. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. 349-1320. Well, we're doing the Borowitz Report, and we're just kidding about the Borowitz Report is satire. But, you know, the CNN might as well be the all-polygamy channel, because that's what it was all last week, and the week before it was the all-JonBenet channel. And what was it the week before that? These stories sort of become vaporous after a while. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. So here's my question. Are you gonna be listening for Katie Couric? Are you going to be watching Katie Couric tonight? Because it's the first night. You know, admit it. You're just as curious as I am. I'm going to have it on here in the control room, because I'm sure she'll be fine. And the first time you're going to be a little bit rocky. Even when you're a pro, you're in a whole new environment, and you know that you're being scrutinized, and you know that a lot is expected of you. So the question is, are you going to watch it? I'm going to watch it, because I want to see how she does. Mel in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Mel.
Hello. Yes. On DirecTV, she comes on 375.
Okay.
And I don't
who are you talking? Who comes on at 375?
That's on direct. Also,
Who does, Mel? Who is coming on at 375?
Oh, Amy Goodman.
Oh, okay. It sounds like you're cooking a turkey at 375, but go ahead.
Also, I love your voice. You have a great voice.
Oh, thank you, Mel. Well, thank you very much. Should I be doing in the evening news if I have a great voice?
I would listen to you, I'll tell you that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're talking about the news. We're talking about Howard Kurtz complaining that NBC led its newscast last night with the Steve Irwin story, the stingray, vaporizing Steve Irwin, which was a pretty remarkable story. And you know what? If you're running a newsroom, it's a pretty irresistible story. So Kurtz is bitching that, you know, there are more things going on in Darfur and Afghanistan and Iraq, and all of that is true. But that's not what the networks are doing. The networks are in the business of trying to deliver the biggest audience possible. And Katie Couric is what they think will, CBS, which is in third place, they think it will solve the problems. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're going to go take a traffic break right now. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have, well, those hit and runs, and I remember earlier we were talking about how many of them there were, but there are quite a few now on our streets here in Sacramento. Eastbound I-80 just east of southbound I-5, we do have a disabled vehicle on the right-hand side. Hit and run, three-car crash now it has become. No injuries, though, Folsom Boulevard and Mayhew Road. And I had a gentleman give me a call. Thank you so much. This is from Rick. We have stoplights out at, where are those stoplights at? Alverta and Elkhorn. The stoplights are out from Wagera. Well, I can never say that word. You guys know what I'm talking about. To Watt Avenue, it is absolutely jam-packed, and cars are stopping down, so be careful because we do have that out. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
The information.
AM1320LoveChannel.com.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all of these things and going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. Your own personal internet. Tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Kaida Sell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region, so folks in the Detroit and Saginaw, you might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day. Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Live and local, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7. We're having some technical problems today, so please bear with us. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about the media. We're talking about all this brouhaha about Katie Couric making her debut tonight as the first female anchor on network news when it's really a news-like substance. How much of it is news? I mean, it's 22 minutes. They're going to have all this new theme music. He's going to be talking eventually. You know, she's talking to people like Rush Limbaugh. Why? Because she has a reputation probably as a liberal, and she probably wants to counter it. She'll be talking to Bush. She'll be talking to Clinton. So how much time is left for the news? The music, these interviews. Walter Cronkite is going to give her his imprimatur, and never mind, the CBS threw Cronkite out the door a while ago. 349-1320, 866-620-6120, and network news is kind of a dying entity. They're hoping that she stems the loss or maybe results in an uptick. I wonder if she will. Are you going to watch it? Really? You're going to be curious. I know. I'm going to watch a little. Mary and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi,
Mary. Mary.
Yeah, well, we're kind of in our household media buffs, and we think it's a good idea to switch channels. Otherwise, we're kind of thinking everybody agrees with us. So to kind of do a reality check, we like to switch from the different networks and print media and internet. Everyone. Compare.
Oh, that's good. So you're getting a lot of different streams into your home and a lot of different sources.
Right.
All right. Are you going to watch Katie Couric tonight? You're going to be interested,
yes,
are you?
Yes, we are, because, well, generally too, we like to switch to the main three networks. It's kind of like a joke in our house to see if they all serve the same cup of yogurt. Some have the fruit on the bottom and some have it stirred in, but it's basically the same thing.
Well, how come you're home at this hour? You're not working?
Well, I'm not. I get to stay home.
Okay.
And then the whole family gets together in time for the news generally. And so we all, and my sons are at the age where they are even kind of into that, possibility.
Do you eat dinner with the news on behind you, or do you eat dinner after the news?
No, we make sure we finish dinner. I mean, we either finish dinner or we wait till after, because we don't think it mixes well with our.
No, you're right. You'll get indigestion.
But about Katie, I mean, we're not the celebrity people, but so that's not what we're watching. But we've just because we are concerned about what's happening to the media, and we hear she has a serious background, we want to give her a chance. We don't know if her serious side has just been held down. We'll see if she can do it. She doesn't have a voice as good as yours, but we'll see how her performance comes across. We were surprised how much we liked Bob Schieffer. We really
but here's
that.
The thing with television. The voice is less important. What matters in television are the visuals. The visuals are very strong in television, so we'll see what... Well, Mary, I thank you very much for calling. We'll see what happens with her.
Yeah, thanks for asking the question.
You're welcome. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, confess it. You know what? We are the confessional here. You don't have to use your real name. You're going to watch. If you're home in time or even on the net, you're going to watch to see if Katie Couric is on, aren't you? Because she makes her debut tonight. Are you going to watch to see if she falls flat on her face? She won't, I'm sure. She's a pro, and I'm sure they have... You know, they have every safety net in place that you can have. Robert in Antelope. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Robert.
Yeah, I was calling about Katie Couric. I don't see what the big deal is. I'm not going to watch her. I don't care. She's reading the news. She's not going to change the news.
That's right.
It's just, you know, it's just $15 million to me right down the drain, you know. Good thing they got to spend it, you know. But it's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I will not watch.
Okay, well, and I can understand why you won't. I thank you for calling, Robert. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. David in Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Oh, hi. Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, David.
I just had a couple of quick comments. I think that about what Howard Kurtz was saying about the coverage of the death of Steve Irwin, I think that the issue is, or I guess the problem with network news is, you know, they do have just those 22 minutes to fill, and they're not competing with each other so much anymore. Now they're competing with CNN and Fox News, who basically run news 24 hours a day. And this was, you know, it was kind of a big story. You know, this person is, you know, kind of a celebrity being killed by a stingray, which is actually kind of a strange thing to happen, especially the way.
Yeah, it's a very juicy. It's a very juicy story for a lot of reasons.
Right.
And a lot of people, the guy was a sort of a celebrity. I never really saw him too much, but I'm not, you know, I'm not watching the Stingray Channel too much either.
Right. Well, but the thing is, you know, I mean, so they led with the story, but I mean, then, you know, I think you have to think about it, you know, network news and news in general is sort of a, you have to think about it as sort of like a television program in and of itself. You have to sort of get viewers to continue to watch. And so if maybe they led with the story, they think, well, you know, this will sort of make people interested in what's, you know, what our next story is. And then also, to be fair, you know, you know, you have to sort of put yourself in the shoes of the people who are the editors on deciding when something runs, because if it's a slow news day, or I mean, it was over a long holiday weekend that this happened. If it's a slow news day, this might be sort of, you know, they figure, well, this is sort of the most interesting, or at least the most sort of new thing that's happening, and we'll just sort of lead with that. I mean, I don't think that. I mean, to fault them to say that they led with it is maybe one thing, but I mean, to fault them for running.
It's absolutely irresistible. If you are running a newscast, and what makes you, what the measure of the success of your newscast are your ratings, you would lead with that story unless there were a stronger story. And you're right, it was a holiday weekend. I don't think too much was going on. Well, there was a lot of serious stuff going on. But if you'll notice, there's less coverage of Iraq. Somebody did a study about that. Because the news is bad, because it's depressing, and because they want to bring you in the door, they are, you know, these are the kinds of stories that are kind of, this is like a, this is a kind of OJ story.
Right. No, but then, and then something that you were mentioning before, you know, I mean, if you're mentioning, you know, the what was going on in Africa, in Darfur, and in, you know, in Central Africa, you know, it's tough to sort of have news, sort of American news at least, bring up new topics like that all the time, because if you think about it, if you watch, you know, the news from day in to day out, it's basically a few, something new happens that's talked about domestically, but the international stories are essentially the same. It's just basically an update of what's going on in Iraq, and, you know, perhaps an update of, you know.
We're having a hard time hearing you, David. I think you're breaking up a little bit, but I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Nancy in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Nancy. Are you going to watch Katie Couric tonight?
I don't really want to watch her. You know, when Peter Jennings died, that was about the end for me. When they got rid of all the newscasters that were really good journalists, I pretty much quit watching the news, and I get my news off the radio and off Sirius Satellite, and I don't even pay attention to TV anymore.
Do you watch, are you reading a newspaper? Are you looking at the Internet?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go. I think you speak for a lot of people who feel the same way you do.
people are disenfranchised with the media and all these stories that they put on that are just sensationalism. Let's get back to this judge's ruling on the NSA spying. You know, they brought the JonBenet case back so that they could cover that whole thing up.
Well, you mean you don't like the idea of CNN becoming the all-polygamy channel?
Not at all.
Okay, Nancy, I thank you very much. 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320. Are you going to watch Katie Couric tonight? Be honest. I know you don't want to admit it to anybody, but you're intrigued. You want to see, everybody wants to see somebody else fall. It's called Schadenfreude. Leave it to the Germans to have a good name for it. It's called Schadenfreude. Do you know what that means? I'm sure many of you do, but if you don't, it means taking pleasure at someone else's failure, or if someone, you know, some tragedy that befalls somebody else when you take pleasure. There's a lot of Schadenfreude at the Capitol. There's a lot of it you'll see in New York. And I imagine people are curious about Katie Couric. So I think they'll have a spike in the ratings. So for today, she's going to justify her big salary. And down the line, I don't know if it will make a difference or not. Oliver in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Oliver.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch her.
You're not?
No.
Okay, why?
There's going to be so much fluff that there's going to be no news.
Well, do you watch any network newscast, or have you given up on the network news?
I've pretty much given up on it. I could turn it on here at work before I go home, but I just gave up on it about a year ago because there was nothing about anything serious happening.
Bush had to hide when he fought so virulently against the 9/11 commission.
I don't think he had anything to hide.
I see. Was that your point?
I hear a man of conviction. You know, I admire this president for sticking.
Hello, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, thank you. Did you hear any of that?
Yeah, I did.
We don't know. We're having all kinds of technical problems today, Oliver, so I am apologizing.
Right.
We're trying to fix them as the show is underway. So I think I'm going to go join Katie Couric on her set and hope that things are going better for her than they are for us today. All right, so you're not going to watch Katie Couric?
No, I'm not.
Well, okay. Not even curious as a cultural phenomenon, because it's not going to be real news. It's a news-like substance. They'll have a few stories on there, you know.
Yeah, well, I'll keep my radio tuned to you rather than...
Oh, Oliver, you're saying all the right things. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, here's what Peter Jennings once said. I once trailed him around San Francisco when he was in town to do a story on him, a print story, because my background is print. I started out life as a writer. I don't do a lot of it because I don't have very much time, really. Although I'm thinking about it, but the muscles that are required to do talk radio are the muscles that require you to amp it out. And the muscles for me that are required for writing are the quiet muscles, the interior going inside, not the very opposite of amping it out. And the preparation involved in doing a 4-hour-a-day show. Now, here's Katie Couric doing a 22-minute-a-day show. And you watch the credits when they roll at the end of the newscast. There are going to be many, many dozens of people's names on the credit when they roll credits at the end. Just as if you watch the Oprah show, Oprah is, I don't know, what is it, 40-some minutes with all the commercials. If you subtract for the commercials, Oprah is 40-some minutes of show. And when you look at the credits rolling with Oprah, guess what? Dozens and dozens and dozens of people. And when you're doing talk radio, radio is different from television. It's not, someone once said that writing for television is like writing with a 5,000-pound pen. When you're doing talk radio, radio isn't television. It's not as grand. It's not as rich. It's not, you know, we aren't getting paid $16 million to do, you know, radio here. And we are doing it, we are bringing you 20, my program is bringing you 20 hours of original programming every single week with a very shoestring, very wonderful staff, but a very shoestring operation. We don't have dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of people bringing you the 22 minutes that Katie Couric will bring you. And look, at when I did the piece on Peter Jennings, here's what you don't see as a viewer. When the anchor hands off, the anchor is sort of the ringmaster of the broadcast, of this 22-minute broadcast. And when the anchor hands off to a reporter, and these are called packages, or stand-ups or whatever, you know, they're calling them these days. But whenever they hand it off, the anchor is sitting there not doing anything for the several minutes that the piece runs, and then the anchor speaks again, and then, so the trick is to keep your energy up after a 2 or 3 minute absence. And so word for word, in this 22-minute broadcast, I wonder how many minutes actually Katie Couric will be on the air. But she is the logo. She's bringing you in the door here. 349-1320, 866, 620-6-1320. Are you going to watch? Be honest. Are you going to watch tonight? I find it irresistible. I'll be interested to see how she does, because, you know, it's something that we talk about. And the state of the news tells us a great deal. Is one of these things that tells us what's really going on in American life. So we can kid about it, and some of you can say, oh, I never watch the network news, and definitely the viewership is declining. Network news has become a kind of television dinosaur, and they're hoping to stem the loss. But lots is getting reinvented these days. Even, you know, radio's getting reinvented. Everything's getting reinvented, because with the Internet, with everything else, everything has changed. So it's going to be interesting to see whether she, you know, how it works, how she does, how people take to her, whether it has, what impact her presence on CBS has with a number three ranked network news operation, which is what CBS is on the television side. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Looks like we've got a couple of hit and runs. Now, interesting, over there by Southbound 99 at Fruit Ridge Road. Unfortunately, one of them does have a major injury, so we have got emergency vehicles, three-car crash involved with that as well. Eastbound I-80, just east of Southbound I-5, a vehicle in the roadway. And, ooh, what's this? It's interesting when you see this. 13th Street and at L Street, we have, what do we got here? We got an animal in the roadway, and it looks like it might be a deer. There's a deer in the middle of the roadway at 13th Street and L Street. So, you guys, please stay clear of that. Is that interesting as much as I think it is? Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Love Channel.
Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts match card features in the main event Mike Whitehead from Spike's Ultimate Fighter 2 against Zane Frazier from UFC 1 and 9. Plus special guest appearances by 3-time UFC champion Dan the Beast Severn and MMA legend Boz Rutten. Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, visit cachecreek.com for more details.
New rule. No more whining about the French. At least they're standing up to the Bush administration, which is more than I can say for the Democrats. And by the way, it doesn't make me un-American to say I'd rather live in Paris than in places where cheese only comes in individually wrapped slices. New rule. Secretary Ridge, we know you're running this huge Orwellian organization. There's no need to rub our face in it. New rule. No gay fraternities. Apparently there are now dozens of them. Why bother? If you're gay, you already have a much better way of bonding with another man than the chug-a-lug. A dirty chug is
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
New rule. If you really want freedom, don't cheapen the word by using it to describe potatoes. Yeah. Ohio Representative Bob Ney found time in what must be a hectic schedule to rename French fries Freedom Fries, leading the French to rename American cheese Bob Ney. New rule. If you are the president, you have to have stuff on your desk. You just do. It makes us feel better. It's just new rule. Let Tony Blair do the talking. No, I say this sympathetically. Mr. President, you don't need to be doing the speechifying. You're like the Clint Eastwood character in a Western, the tough guy who doesn't say much. Tony Blair, he's the gay English character actor. Let him come in and lay the pipe. Plus, he's British. It just sounds smarter.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Get the Ashton Kutcher Demi Moore breakup over now. Let's just pretend we've already printed those issues of Us Weekly and people read them and thrown them away. And while we're at it, let's also pretend we've already heard Joe Lieberman drop out. New rule. In an all-volunteer army, there can be no such thing as a conscientious objector. Marine Stephen Funk says he shouldn't have to go to Iraq because he just joined the Marines to, quote, learn new things and meet new people. That's like joining the Beach Boys and then announcing you're not going to play that stupid surf music. We need Saddam Hussein's head. Stop talking about his DNA. Nobody made a movie called Bring Me the DNA of Alfredo Garcia. Traumatized Iraqis need to see the head on a pole in the center of Baghdad, or as it's now called, the Galleria at Halliburton Square.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. You don't get to do a farewell tour unless you absolutely, positively swear you'll go away. This goes for Cher, Michael Jordan, and if the Eagles reform one more time, I'm going to stab them with my steely knives until I just can kill the beast. New rule. Stop leaving messages on my answering machine saying it's me. I already have a me in my life, me. And frankly, if we were that close, I'd have given you the number to the phone that I answer. All right, ready? New rule number one. Enough with gaysploitation TV. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Hey, if I want a bunch of gay men in queenie outfits telling me how to live my life, I'll go back to Mass.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
From Mexico today. Hopefully you have a big announcement very soon.
Any minute now.
You got a busy day.
Bye-bye.
Adrian Bard from CBS News. Yeah. It looks hot in our... We're hoping that Calderon, when installed after his legal election, he'll be a uniter and not a divider. And reach out to Mr. Lopez Obrador's supporters and say, look, it was a close election.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
4:53 on the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. We're having a sort of an extended meditation on the news, given that Katie Couric makes her long-awaited, well, not by most of you listening, I think, but for many people, long-awaited debut, and Howard Kurtz doing a rant on how NBC News led with the Stingray incident, which I guess would have been irresistible, because it's all about making money. It's all about generating ratings, audience, and revenues. That's really what the news is about. 349-1320, Tom in Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Tom.
Yeah, hi, Enid. Great work you do all the time.
Thank you.
I don't catch your show all 4 hours of it, but I really I'm dumbfounded when people call in and they act like they're so clueless to Amy Goodman's Democracy Now!, and I always wonder, you know, why don't people watch this program? It's such an informative news.
I've actually interviewed her in studio. I didn't know she had a TV show. I know about her radio show and her books, but I wasn't aware she had a TV show.
Well, actually, I know that everybody probably doesn't have cable TV where they can get public access from Sacramento, but Public Access Channel 17 broadcasts her radio program every night from 6 to 7. And it's definite. It's the same program that she does on the radio. And it's just they put a camera in front of her, and there's no, you know, glamour or glitz about Amy Goodman. You know, she's just like what you see is what you get.
Right.
And you definitely get a very informed discussion and dialogue about the major subjects in the world.
What time is she on? I haven't...
Every night from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock on public access.
Yes, well, guess what I'm doing every night from 6 o'clock, from 3
well,
o'clock to 7
you're,
o'clock.
You're there at the radio station. But I'm just, you know, like...
I'm there at the radio station, like, what am I doing? Getting my nails done and getting a tan? I'm on the air from 3 to 7,
right,
Monday through Friday.
The callers who call in, and they're always like, you know, they switch everything off or something... Well, all the media stuff is garbage, definitely. It's just like, you know...
Well, I hope you're not throwing me into that big pile.
Well, I hate the commercials, but you know,
well,
I love what you guys are doing.
I know, but I mean, that's what pays for it. I'm afraid that's the system that we are working in. And it's the system that pays for what we are... Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to... There would be no way to finance what we're doing.
Yeah, well...
So, I mean, that's the downside of it.
Right, and I guess I could lump the Mike Malloy situation into this call too, because that's just dumbfounding. I mean, what's going on there?
You got to take that up with Air America. That's not
our
decision.
On Lane's website, and I'm going to definitely email.
But for those of you conspiracy theorists who think it has to do has anything whatever to do with his position on Israel, it doesn't. I mean, Randy is very her position and his are very close. And she's on the air, and he's not, and it's not about that. So whatever the reason was, I don't know. He says it was financial, and most likely it was. If he drew a big audience, and it really worked, a big audience, and therefore larger revenues, he would probably still be on the air on Air America Radio. I think it's probably that simple.
Okay. Well, and then there's the other side of the coin too, which I haven't heard anybody really talk about is why. You're always thinking Mike's going to get polled any time because he's really the most extreme probably on Air America. And then you kind
but
of say,
how well, extreme how extreme is it? Just tell me, because what we hear is the rant on the Bush crime family, and then we hear the rant on the Middle East, and then how much beyond that, other than the anger every night that everybody there a lot of people get off on listening to the anger, but how much actual light? I'm not talking hate, but how much actual light was he delivering? You know, some people deliver a lot of information, and they're not ranting in the delivery, but you're getting a lot of information from them.
Well, okay, the other thing I'm thinking about here is the Democratic Party's pull on Air America, which is obviously really significant right now, and Mike tends to not have any faith really in this.
Believe me, it has nothing to do with his opinions. I would bet on it. I bet it has nothing to do with his opinions.
Okay.
I'm guessing that it's it is.
listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. For a long time, President Bush avoided mentioning Osama bin Laden by name, but today, in a speech defending the war in Iraq, he quoted the al-Qaeda leader extensively.
Invoking the words of Osama bin Laden and other terrorist leaders, President Bush likened them to the early writings of other murderous tyrants, saying the world paid a terrible price for ignoring them.
Bin Laden and his terrorist allies have made their intentions as clear as Lenin and Hitler before them. The question is, will we listen?
Addressing an organization of military officers, Mr. Bush said the U.S. is taking the enemy seriously and will not rest, retreat, or withdraw from the fight until the threat to civilization has been removed. Mark Knoller, CBS News, the White House.
The president's Homeland Security Advisor, Francis Townsend, says al-Qaeda remains obsessed about killing mass amounts of Americans. The attack 5 years ago that killed thousands left a residue that's affecting the health of thousands more. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick has details of a study on people who worked at the World Trade Center site.
The researchers found those who arrived first may suffer the most.
Our patients were very, very highly exposed and are likely to suffer health consequences as a result of that for the rest of their lives.
Dr. Robin Herbert of Mount Sinai says nearly 70% of recovery workers suffered respiratory problems as a result of their work at Ground Zero and continued to have abnormal lung function tests for months afterwards.
As Ford Motor Company struggles with declining sales and a shrinking market share, Chairman Bill Ford is relinquishing the chief executive's job to Alan Mulally, the man given much of the credit for Boeing's turnaround.
It's the right move for the company. I feel really good about it. And I think together it'll be terrific. So I couldn't be happier.
Mulally has had nothing specific to say about his plans at Ford, but he will be getting a new car.
I drive a Lexus today, and I can't wait to own a Ford car.
Delta Airlines says it can't afford to keep flying unless it cuts costs, and today a federal bankruptcy judge approved Delta's plan to terminate its pilots' pension plan. Weather permitting, CBS News correspondent Peter King reports NASA will try to launch Shuttle Atlantis tomorrow.
It's the first space station construction flight in nearly 4 years. They're attaching a new piece of the station's backbone or spine called a truss. It has solar panels, and it's not just important for this mission, but for every subsequent space shuttle construction mission. This has to work perfectly for all the other pieces to fall into place.
Launch time is 12:28 p.m. Eastern. Big baby news from Tokyo. Japan's Princess Kiko has given birth, producing the first male heir to the throne in more than four decades. The baby's father, Prince Akishino, was the last male born in the royal family, and that was in 1965. The Dow gained 5 points today to close at 11,469. This is CBS News.
Top three reasons I'm man enough to not do this project myself. Number three, I've come to realize I can't do everything, and I'm okay with that. Number two, there is no shame in enjoying the fruits of someone else's labor. And number one, I know who to call.
The Home Depot can get it installed, guaranteed. Like that new floor you've been wanting. It's easy. Just come see us at the store. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers and information on the Home Depot guarantee policy.
You're on the Ovaltine Nutrition Hotline with nutritionist Felicia Stoller.
Felicia, I know that flavoring milk is a good way to get my kids to drink more milk, but is there a difference in chocolate milk flavorings?
There really is. Compare the nutrition in rich chocolate Ovaltine to Nesquik powder and see the difference. Ovaltine contains over twice as many vitamins and minerals as Nesquik, so Ovaltine's more nutritious. And kids love the taste of rich chocolate Ovaltine. When it comes to nutrition, Ovaltine's the better choice.
Relentless rain has brought high water to parts of the mid-Atlantic region.
Winds relative.
More torrential rain is adding to the flooding problems across eastern North Carolina. The rain comes just as rivers were starting to recede from last week's foot of rain, courtesy of Tropical Storm Ernesto. His house under 4 feet of water, Mike English faces a daunting task.
It'll probably take a month or 3 weeks for it to dry. And then start maybe putting it back together.
Eastern North Carolina flooding has prompted evacuations and closed dozens of roads. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
The wildfire near Big Timber, Montana. Montana has been declared the nation's number one firefighting priority. It's already scorched 280 square miles and destroyed 26 homes. And Fire Information Officer David Daniels says the weather's working against them.
Winds, relative humidities, and the dryness of fuel is such that it's a very volatile situation.
Hundreds of people have been forced from their homes. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
So what... New rule. Skip the truck. President Bush is down on the ranch, and we all know what that means. Lots of pictures of him in that pickup truck, as if he's going into town to pick up a bale of hay. Okay, we get it. You're a rancher. You're clearing brush. You're a Washington outsider. You're a huge country fan. Unfortunately, that country is Saudi Arabia. New rule. When somebody dies, we shouldn't cut off their head and drill holes into it. Ted Williams belongs in the hall, not the fridge. Cryogenics is one of those technologies that just doesn't work, like the missile defense shield and hair transplants. New rule. It's just a donut. What is up with the Krispy Kreme phenomenon? It's a glob of deep-fried dough, not Super Bowl tickets. Aren't we Americans fat enough without pretending that donuts are hip?
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320.
Six minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 3 of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. There are lots of ways that we can be in touch with each other. First of all, we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. And calls to Enid Live are always toll-free. If you're in the 916 area code, the number is 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. Tomorrow, Calvin Trillin will be joining us. He is witty. He's got a brand-new book out called Heck of a Job. And he's been he does a lot of rhyming, and he's very, very funny. And he's written a lot about food and a lot of other things as well. So Calvin Trillin tomorrow, he's written for The Nation and The New Yorker and lots of publications. And lots of books. And in a couple of weeks, Nora Ephron will be joining us, and her book is scheduled to be number one on the New York Times bestseller list, and it is called I Feel Bad About My Neck and Other Thoughts on Being a Woman. She was married to Carl Bernstein, who cheated on her one during Watergate, and while she was, well, I don't know if it was during Watergate, but it was while she was pregnant. And she got a book out of it called Heartburn. She's directed a number of films. And she's written a lot of books, fiction, and this has been about 20 years since she's had a collection of her essays. And she's a regular poster to HuffingtonPost.com, and I always like to read her posts. So I'm looking forward. I'm a kind of Nora Ephron fan. If you're just joining us, we've been all over the place. And that is, we've been to the gubernatorial race. The newspapers are all saying everybody's getting serious now because Labor Day is over. With Labor Day, here's what has happened. Bill Ford of the Ford Motor Company is stepping down because they've had to make so many cuts. I would imagine that that's one of the reasons. I don't know. Intel just announcing that they're going to cut about 10,000 jobs. So here we are, post-Labor Day, and they can't wait for Labor Day to be over so that the jobs can head south. But what is beginning to happen is that we are beginning to crank up to a political season. And before I talk about that, because the president gave quite a speech today, I want to let you know it is 5:08 here in California. On the East Coast, it's 8:08. Katie Couric has already made her debut, and I don't know if you're aware of how the network news and how those network shows go, but they feed them to us on the West Coast, and then we run the feed at the appropriate time. So she's already made her debut, and the only information I have is that she stood in front of a video displaying a fast-moving rundown of stories ranging from the Taliban to, and here's one that we're all very interested in, Suri Cruz. Katie Couric began her first night as anchor of the CBS Evening News. Hi, everyone, she said. I'm very happy to be with you tonight. She quickly introduced the story about the resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan. By the way, they have a bumper crop of opium going on in Afghanistan, and it is thought that some of the people running the government are making lots and lots of money on the opium in Afghanistan. I guess we've made Afghanistan safe for opium production, poppy production. A voiceover recorded by CBS News legend Walter Cronkite, whose tenure as evening news anchor ended in 1981, introduced Katie Couric, and then she sat down to begin the newscast. Tuesday capped a tumultuous 2 years for network evening newscasts for more than two decades. The networks had been the TV homes of Tom Brokaw, Peter Jennings, and Dan Rather. Now, Katie Couric will compete against Brian Williams at the top-rated NBC Nightly News and Charlie Gibson at ABC's World News. Well, I'll tell you what. I like my news tendered from somebody that I think knows what it is they're reading and understands something of the content. And I always kind of like Peter Jennings, I have to say. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Well, we're coming into a hot political season. The polling is telling us, and I hope the polling winds up being accurate, the polling is telling us that the Republicans are on the ropes, that more races are becoming competitive than was originally thought. So this is a very good thing for Democrats. On the other hand, how do we know that those votes are going to be properly tallied? Well, blackboxvoting.org is a group that we have been in touch with, and I've had Bev Harris, who runs it, on quite a lot. And here's the latest from blackboxvoting.org. The headline here is Cracking a Diebold Voting Machine in 4 Minutes and $12. A couple of 54-year-old women from Black Box Voting bought $12 worth of tools and in 4 minutes penetrated the memory card seals, removed, replaced the memory card, and sealed it all up again without leaving a trace. This experiment shows that the seals do nothing whatever to protect against access by insiders after testing, and the seals also are worthless in jurisdictions like Washington, Florida, California, and many other locations where voting machines are sent home with poll workers for days before the election. So apparently they have a video, and apparently the photos blow apart claims by election officials that voting machine sleepovers, sending voting machines home with poll workers for days or weeks, are secure because the seals or the memory over the memory cards. Two black box voting studies in a county in Florida proved, this is Leon County, Florida, proved that election results can be altered in such a way that the supervisor of elections cannot detect the tampering. Not to worry, we were told by elections officials. The memory cards are sealed inside the machines. But then Black Box Voting purchased an optical scan machine and obtained discarded voting machine seals from King County, Washington. Here's what we found. The cover can be removed without detection by removing five screws. Inside, all that stands between a poll worker or an insider at the warehouse or elections office and the open for business memory card.
Why do they do that?
Is a washer that you can unscrew. See the memory card? It is the item in the slot that says this side up. Diebold's first line of defense is a metal door that pivots down over the memory card slot. See how the doors work. The hole in the right side of the door is overlarge, so you can move the right side bolt in and out at will. Therefore, they seal the right side bolt. See the hole at the top of the right side bolt? The plastic seal is threaded through that. See the plastic seal? The plastic seal was used by King County. It had been broken and discarded, so we used the high-tech method of putting an orange rubber band on it to hold it together for this demo. The seal is pointless anyway, as you'll soon see. Anyway, it cost $12. They did it in 4 minutes. And they were able to break open the memory card and put it back together without ever leaving a trace. So open, they removed the card, they reinserted the card, and they resealed everything. And this is what's going to stand. So here you have all the polling telling us right now that the Republicans are seriously on the ropes. And look at how easy it is to break into these machines and alter the tallies. All you need, two 54-year-old women were able to do this. The New York Times has an editorial in today's paper, in search of accurate vote totals. And what they found out is that there in Ohio and other places, the tallies simply do not add up. It's hard to believe that nearly 6 years after the disasters of Florida in 2000, states still have not mastered the art of counting votes accurately. Yet there are growing signs that the country is moving into another presidential election cycle in disarray. The most troubling evidence comes from Ohio, a key swing state. Now remember, if Kerry had taken Ohio, he would be president, whose electoral votes decided the 2004 presidential election. A recent government report details enormous flaws in the election system in Ohio's biggest county, problems that may not be fixable before the 2008 election. And remember, states like Ohio and some other states are putting into place, or trying to put into place, what amounts to a poll tax to keep, it will probably affect minority voters and poorer voters more than anybody, because you need a driver's license. Well, if you don't have a car, if you don't drive, if you need a special form of ID that will cost you money to get it, and a lot of people aren't going to do it, and probably it's going to be more Democrats than Republicans that will be affected by this, in fact, heavily Democratic. So that's another way that Republicans are going to try and manipulate the vote. The more blatant way is the possibility of manipulating the tallies. Because it's very easy to do it with these, with $12 worth of tools, and you can unscrew and you get four screws off of there, and you can alter it and put the memory seal back on, and you have altered it. You've left no fingerprints in doing this. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So in a democracy, the main thing you want to have, the thing that gives you, that gives a democracy its integrity, is knowing that your vote counts, knowing that your vote matters and that it's an honest tally. If you lose and you lose honestly, you can accept it. But if there's even a question about it, that's a whole other story. And these electronic voting machines are so easy to tamper with. The New York Times goes on to say that Cuyahoga County, which includes Cleveland, hired a consulting firm to review its election system. The county recently adopted Diebold electronic voting machines that produce a voter-verified paper record of every vote cast. The investigators compared the vote totals recorded on the machines after this year's primary with the paper records produced by the machines. The numbers should have been the same, but often there were large and unexplained discrepancies. The report also found that nearly 10% of the paper records were destroyed, blank, illegible, or otherwise compromised. So when there was a paper trail, it simply did not agree with the vote totals that the machine recorded. The New York Times goes on to say this is seriously bad news, even if, as Diebold insists, the report overstates the problem. You know, Diebold, remember, the head of Diebold was a Bush pioneer. He was committed to bringing Bush in as a winner, and they did everything they could to make it hard for Democrats to vote. And you don't know that they didn't alter the vote tallies in those machines either. We have no proof that they didn't. The report also found an array of other problems. The county does not have a standardized method for conducting a manual recount. That is an invitation, as Florida 2000 showed, to chaos and litigation. And there is a serious need for better training of poll workers and for more uniform voter ID policies. Disturbingly, the report found that 31% of blacks were asked for ID, while just 18% of others were asked for ID. So 31% of blacks were asked for ID, whereas only 18% of other people were asked for ID. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Some of these problems may be explored further in a federal lawsuit that challenges Ohio's administration of its 2004 election. Secretary of State Kenneth Blackwell, who had been criticized for many decisions he made on election matters that year, recently agreed to help preserve the 2004 paper ballots for review in the lawsuit. But Ohio's not the only state that may be headed for trouble in 2008. New York's legislature was shamefully slow in passing the law needed. You know, and then now we have problems in California, unless Deborah Bowen is elected. So this is one reason why you want Deborah Bowen to be elected, because she has promised that she's going to look into the whole Diebold and electronic voting issue and demand greater accountability. But the numbers, again, should have been the same. These were Diebold machines that produce a voter-verified paper record of every vote cast, and the paper trail should have matched the electronic totals, and they did not match the electronic totals. There were huge discrepancies, unexplained discrepancies, large discrepancies. 349-1320-866-620-6120. Mark in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, thanks for the review of Katie Couric's debut. You saved me a half hour.
Well, I didn't, you know, it didn't say whether she did a good job or not, just said what she did.
Yeah, well, I'm not a fan of the network news or the local news. I think it's all a bit of a joke. But anyways, I came from, recently moved from Oregon where they don't have polling places. It's all vote by mail, and I think that would be a great help towards reducing voter fraud in this country.
Well, Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org says that that's not necessarily an antidote. You would think that it would be, and I forget now why she said it wasn't, that it can also be manipulated, that they count those last, that they are, I forget now why she said, but the idea that if you vote absentee ballot, you have a better chance of having your vote counted accurately is apparently not what it appears.
Well, you definitely have a paper trail because you're sending it in on paper.
You have a paper trail,
right.
But she went on to say that it's not the cure for the problem.
Right. And
I've forgotten now all the reasons she said it wasn't the cure.
Now, what was the website again? Black Box what?
Blackboxvoting.org.
Blackboxvoting.org.
Yeah, to that website. She Bev Harris, who runs that website, is the go-to person on this issue.
Okay, good. You know, I know after the whole thing in 2004, I just got, with Kerry not challenging the results, or he basically just kind of wimped out, and
Well, that's it. And now he's bitching about it, and now he's making noises about doing something. I'm not quite sure what his noises. They're just the useless bleating of someone who should have stood up and had some spine. At the time, I was amazed that they caved as quickly because we had been interviewing Bev Harris consistently before the election.
And you know, if people are killing or being killed for democracy, isn't getting an accurate vote count just as important to perpetuate democracy? You know, that's why when I recently registered in California, I didn't vote register Democratic. I voted as a, what do you call it, declined to state or unaffiliated or whatever it is. And I just, you know.
So who are you going to vote for governor, Mark?
Well, you know, Angelides hasn't jumped off the shelf at me, but no way am I going to vote for Schwarzenegger.
Well, you're that's it.
You know,
you either don't vote or you vote for Angelides.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, I mean, if he were, you know, he's basically like, a generic candidate. You know, I actually would have preferred, who was it that ran against him, Wesley?
Well, I thought with Wesley there was less there than meets the eye, but Angelides has been sort of missing in action, which is amazing because he's supposed to be a real feisty fighter.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. The newspapers are all reporting that they're all going to they're getting in gear now. They're going to be serious. They're going to get traction. And Angelides comes out swinging, calling Arnold a fraud because he's taking all these Democratic positions only because it's an election year. But I think Angelides has got to do more than call him a fraud.
And let's not forget that what the opinion polls say is not always the same as what the election polls say, thanks to the problems that you've been talking about.
Yes, exactly. There you go. I thank you very much for the call, Mark. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have got some major traffic jams going on here. In fact, we did mention the one in Natomas. Now, that is Elkhorn and Alberta. We did have someone hit there. Now, she mentioned Smud earlier, our newsstand girl, and it is as backed up as she said. Everybody over there has no electricity, and the accidents are horrendous. There's four right there by Alberta and Elkhorn. Also, Wallerga and Watt Avenue, to Watt Avenue, we have three traffic jams or three stalled cars on the right-hand side and a four-car crash right before you get to Watt. Now, disabled vehicle 2 eastbound 50 just west of Bradshaw Road. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Mm-hmm.
trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods, the Crips, and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness, what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Then you gotta have love to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and crying. Can you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. There's some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love?
Where is the love?
It just ain't the same. Always new change. New days are strange. Is the world the same? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends, not respecting each other.
It's good for the environment, no air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the lucky, I'm going to call it unlucky, Tuesday edition of Enid Live. We are having many, many major technical issues, so if things sound a little bit odd today, it's because they really are. We don't have, I bet that's not happening on Katie Couric's debut, but anyway, please bear with us and thank you for doing it. And we're talking about many things, as usual. We began the broadcast talking about the gubernatorial race, about the arena. The supporters of the arena are trying to muscle the bee, and what position is the bee going to take? The question I'm asking now that everybody's reporting that since, you know, yesterday was Labor Day, everybody's getting serious now about all the political races, and the governor's race is cranked up into a higher gear. Is it too late for Angelides, or is he going to be able to pull it off? I have my doubts. 349-1320, 866-620-613-20. We've also talked about the fact that Arnold says he is not going to sign the bill for universal health care that Sheila Kuehl, he's going to veto that bill. He says we can't afford it. Well, we can't afford not to do it. And this would really set the stage for, you know, California is usually a bellwether. We are the most populous state in the union. This would really set the stage for a single-payer system, and he's not going to go for it. So he reveals his true colors as really being a Republican. We're also talking about the fact that now that everybody's getting serious about the elections, what is becoming clearer and clearer is that it's easier and easier to break into the e-voting systems and never leave a trace. And at blackboxvoting.org, they did exactly that. Two women with 4 minutes and $12 worth of tools were able to do it, return the memory card. It never left a trace. No one knew anything about it. We're also talking about the state of news. We're talking about Katie Couric making her debut, the fact that the Steve Irwin story led NBC Nightly News last night. It was a, you know, the Stingray story. It was irresistible because news isn't really news. News is a news-like substance and a device to hurl you into the arms of advertisers. Not that radio isn't either, but we try to deliver what we advertise that we're delivering here, which is honest talk radio, smart, full frontal, smart, funny. Radio is a quintessential opinion medium. But in the network news, which is declining viewership, it's kind of become a dinosaur. First of all, who's home at that time? CBS is going to simulcast it. But the news in general joins the law in the beginning days of television. The news was considered a lost leader, was not ever meant to make a profit. And so then you had, in the early days of television, you had Douglas, what was his name, Douglas something, and John Cameron Swayze, and you had the voice of God, Walter Cronkite. And then when a rating, one rating point could be worth millions and millions and millions of dollars at the network level, then you have to walk the line if you're a news director. as to what you know will generate ratings and what is really news. And if it's another murder story, another genocide story, up against the stingray story of that guy named Irwin, which one are you going to go for? Well, I think the stingrays are going to bring in the viewers. And then you have to ask yourself, is that really news? 349-1320. And when Borowitz does the tongue-in-cheek, he says CNN is becoming the all-polygamy channel. Hey, it might as well be, because that's all you heard about last week. Or the week before that, it was the all JonBenet channel. So is that really news? So I'll join the long list of the whole idea is to make money. So it appears to be news, but really the whole idea is to make money. So is it really news? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're talking about the voting machines. Don Rumsfeld. Now, this is interesting. Dickey gave a speech today, and it was a very impassioned speech about how we cannot leave Iraq, how the work's not done, and actually, if you hadn't realized that he has given variations of these speeches for the last several election cycles, you would have almost been moved by the speech. It was pretty good, even though he stumbled. The interesting thing was that Rumsfeld, as Dickey is giving the speech, there is a crawl underneath that says that Rumsfeld has been hospitalized, developing story. If you notice, that's what they're calling it, a developing story. Everything is a developing story. Defense Secretary Don Rumsfeld, and it turns out it's elective surgery. So if it's elective surgery, how come they didn't announce that in advance? And it has to do with a rotator cuff. So is it really about a rotator cuff? Or is it really more than that? Or why didn't they announce in advance that he was going to have elective surgery? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And then, while the White House says it's made significant progress in the war on terror, Democrats are demanding that the architect of the war strategy step down. And that is a ballooning movement. They're trying to censure Rumsfeld. But the White House says that that's not going to happen. And spokesman Tony Snow says administration critics are playing politics by trying to turn Defense Secretary Rumsfeld into a boogeyman. Leading Democrats have written to Bush demanding changes in the current civilian leadership. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, her Senate counterpart Harry Reid, and 10 others say it's time to reject a stay-the-course policy. But Tony Snow, Dickey's press secretary, says that Rumsfeld's departure would be a lousy strategy. So, here's what the administration is saying. He's not going to step down. It's not going to happen. He's staying here. Well, he's in the hospital. So I was wondering, is that kind of a face-saving, you know, do they put him in the hospital and they find out that the rotator cuff rotated itself right out of his mind, and then he's got health problems, and then he's going to resign? Or am I just spinning a wishful thinking scenario out of control? What do you think? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Thank you very much, Enid. Pretty lucky, I think.
Who are you?
Oh, hi. My name is Lisa West.
Oh, for goodness sakes, I didn't even know.
Lisa West for AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Oh, okay.
And it is the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. And, of course, the traffic. Earlier today, Enid mentioned hit and runs, and we are in the top or something. I'll tell you what, there's no doubt about it today. Interesting, I've mentioned 7 or 8 hit and runs. Now we have 2 more on extra Norwood Avenue on route to eastbound I-80. A hit and run. Somebody bailed, it looks like, in a Cadillac. There are no injuries, though. Emergency vehicles are stopping down. Same there, Robertson Avenue and Garfield Avenue. And our Elkhorn and Alberta, we did have someone hit the lights there, dropping actually the entire, like all of Natomas has no electricity right now. Wallerga to Watt Avenue, it is just absolutely jam-packed. South Bend 99, about the same. And we have northbound by Cap City, or on Cap City Freeway by Cal Expo. It looks like the traffic is a little slow there. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
local, and left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
5:37 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Some additional news, and I'm watching Katie Couric right now. She looks fine, and she's speaking slower. You know, they have anchor school. I don't know if you know this, but there is anchor training, and she's got Tom Friedman on from the New York Times, so that's going to take up some of her 22 minutes. So what is she going to be on the air? Maybe 12 minutes altogether? Really? Seriously? So she's got an interview with him, and I think interviews were what she did pretty well on the Today Show, people said. I never was a big Today Show. I'm not up that early. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Hillary's friends are saying that she is going to pull out of the presidential race. Not that she actually announced that she was in it, but according to, this is one of the English newspapers, friends of Hillary hint that she may pull out of the presidential race. What are your thoughts about that? Brad and Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Brad. Brad, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Enid. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, now I can, sure.
I'm a Republican moving toward the left, but I wanted to offer my opinion on the big news and Katie Couric and all. I think that the CBS, ABC, NBC, they have no choice but they can afford to go with the news. At least they used to, because they were, I think, considered lost leaders, right? They had they got their ratings from sitcoms and variety shows.
Yeah, but that was a long time ago, and news was then a lost leader. But news has been not a lost leader and a profit center for quite a number of years.
Right, but like CNN, Fox News, all they are basically are news, and so I think they can afford to do all these other silly things, but. I just wanted to get that out there.
Wait, I don't think I understand your point. In other words, CNN becoming the all-polygamy channel. What do you say?
Well,
in other words, you're saying that there are so many other sources of news that if CNN wants to be the all-polygamy channel, or if MSNBC wants to be the all-JonBenet channel, they can do it?
Because you're right. Whether it's unfortunate or not, it's all about ratings.
Yes, but let me tell you something. Do you know that in all the surveys, people say they get most of their information about news from these outlets? In other words, if you're a real news connoisseur, you're going to look around on the net. At least somebody like I digest 50 million papers a day. So I'm looking at everything. I might even look at the same story and see how did the Washington Post cover it, how did the LA Times cover it, how did the Bee cover it, etc. But most people get their news stories from Fox. Let's say all they watch is Fox, or all they watch is CNN. And look at how skewed. If that's all they see, look at what they're walking around with in their heads.
Majority of the people, which is sad. I do watch CNN on TV. I used to watch Fox News, but not anymore. I prefer CNN.
Well, here's the question I want to ask you, Brad. I'm more intrigued by this. You are sort of a recovering Republican. What is it that's moving you to the left? And can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 47.
And were you always a Republican?
Yes. Well, in 1976, my first presidential election vote, I voted for Carter because my parents did, and I didn't know anything. Ever since then, I voted Republican in the presidential election.
All right, so what in this, having voted, and I assume then you voted for Bush in the last two elections?
Yes, I did.
All right, so what has moved you, what is moving you leftward?
I think it's finally catching up. I think I'm finally getting tired of the way Bush operates, and I think I'm starting to see that. I used to, when Bush was standing strong on Iraq and all this, I thought, hey, this is good. He's a man of principle. He's got his sights set on something. But now I'm seeing that is not as impressive as I thought it was. I think there are some lies involved. And
do you believe that there are weapons of mass destruction now?
There were at one time. Whatever happened to them, I don't know.
He says there weren't. He says there weren't.
Well, I mean, even Bill Clinton said there were, the U.N.
in the early 90s or the late 80s.
Right.
But not now. There weren't any now.
Right. I know something happened. They got rid of them or whatever.
And what about Iraq's connection with 9/11?
Right. I used to think that there was a connection, but I don't see the connection anymore.
And even President Bush said last week, Dickie said, there's no connection when he was asked.
I agree.
He said there was no connection, but they tried. They put those two things so close together, packed them together in sentences, that most people thought that there was a connection.
Right.
And there was not. That was exactly the idea they wanted to convey.
Right. And I got sucked in on that early on, but I think going into Iraq was a mistake. I think going into Iran, if we do that, will probably be a mistake.
I think you're right. And do you think that you're in very? Do you, your other Republican friends? Have they moved leftward or no?
Possibly a little bit. But and I don't vote straight ticket. I have voted for Dianne Feinstein two or three times in the past.
Are you in Doolittle's district or no?
No, I'm not.
Would you be voting for him if you were voting?
I probably would have in the past, but now I think we'd be voting for Charlie Brown.
Yeah, and especially the Jack Abramoff spill off to Doolittle. Well, Brad, I'm delighted that you're almost a recovering Republican.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Thanks for subscribing to our 15-step program here, our two-step program. Thanks very much, Brad. 349-1320, 866 620 61320. Art in Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Art.
Well, my dear. I got my wife taping Katie Couric because I'm still in the car.
Okay.
Of course I'll watch her. But, you know, it really doesn't matter because all the network news are just bridges between commercials for prescription medicine.
Viagra.
There's no reason for them to advertise them anyway. Ask your doctor. Have him push the pills at you. One of the reasons medicines cost so much.
Wait a minute. They have these medicines for diseases you didn't know you had. Like if you shop too much, they have a medicine. I'm not making this up. They have a medicine for that. And they one time they found a gene for adultery. Not genes,
yeah.
But a gene.
But you know, if Bob Schieffer, who was a true reporter, could only bring CBS News in at the bottom rung, then nobody needs bona fides anymore as a good newsman.
Well, wait. Now, let's clarify. First of all, CBS was at the bottom rung for a long time. And the great surprise to CBS is that Bob Schieffer did bring up the numbers. Now, how much?
I heard you say otherwise. Okay.
Well, I think, you know, what I'm seeing now is that they're at number three, but I think they were, the numbers came up. Now, whether it came up during his tenure to make it more of a horse race with the other two networks, I don't know. Only that the executives were quite surprised because, remember now, the emphasis is on youth and beauty, not on smarts. And Schieffer was, in a time of post-9/11-ism, I think what you want is to be able to trust the person who's giving you the news. You want someone who has experience and who you think has knowledge.
That's why, even if you do not agree with him too much, Lou Dobbs on CNN gets such a wallop for what he talks about. Because he talks about serious topics that people don't,
right,
whether you agree with him or not. The only other thing I wanted to say, my dear, has nothing to do with this except sitting in a car. Somebody ought to tell your program managers, calm down that music when we're sitting here frazzled on the freeway. I don't need hip-hop and I don't need acid rock for interminably long breaks.
Well, we're having, if you've noticed, thank you, Art, but if you've noticed, we haven't had commercials because we're having a problem with the system. So we need to...
I'd rather listen to the commercial.
You would? All right. I thank you for the call.
All righty.
349-1320, 866-620-61320. Jetson in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, good afternoon, Enid.
Good afternoon. Is that your real name? Are you one of the Jetsons?
Justin?
Oh, you're Justin.
Yeah.
Oh, we have you down as Jetson. I thought you were one of the Jetsons. Yes, Justin, how are you?
I just had a comment regarding about how one location, like CNN, will state a story and then, say, the original publication will have it completely different. When BBC released a story about the terror plot, it was the British came down on the suspects with help from Pakistan. And today I was reading a CNN story regarding President Bush and his speech, and in it said that the United States, with help from the British, foiled a plot to attack the 12 jets.
Well, that is a complete BS story. When the president did they report it that way, or is that what the president said? Because
no, that is how CNN framed the story. And then on top of that, they didn't even mention how they never mentioned how the U.S. actually botched the investigation by forcing the British to move too early. So now we have no leads. Yeah, we got
you are right. You are right, Justin. And the other thing is, whether it was Dickey himself or one of his minions who said that it was because of the NSA wiretapping that we got those, that we were able to get that plot unraveled. Well, it had nothing to do with the NSA. It was a tip from somebody, and it was a tip to the Brits. We're going to have to take a break now, Justin, but I do thank you for the call, and thanks for pointing this out. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have traffic, very much so, at all Elkhorn and Alberta. Someone has hit a power pole over there. It looks like all of Natomas and a little bit further than that are out of electricity. Now, they're working on it, so if you're wondering why you're stopped very badly in traffic from Wallerga and Watt Avenue, that is exactly why. South End 99 at Fruit Ridge Road, we have a three-car crash, along with the hit-and-run right above it on there in South End 99. And our weather today, low 69, highs coming up tomorrow about 98, we're at 96. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
From Mexico today. Hopefully you have a big announcement very soon.
Any minute now.
Yeah. Yeah, busy day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Adrian Bard from CBS News.
Yeah, I'd love to talk on her.
We're hoping that Calderon, when installed after his legal election, he'll be a uniter and not a divider.
And reach out
to Mr. Lopez Obrador's supporters and say, look, it was a close election.
Scott and Sift, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Right now at the
M 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. As usual, it's our stew of ideas in the Idea Lab, the flea market of ideas that calls itself Enid Live. English papers are reporting that Hillary Clinton is hinting that she may pull out of the presidential race. Her friends have been whispering the unthinkable. Despite her status as a runaway frontrunner for the 2008 Democratic nomination for president, some of her closest advisors say she might opt out of the White House race and seek to lead her party in the Senate. You know, they're making a big deal out of the fact that if the Democrats take the House, Nancy Pelosi will be the first female Speaker of the House, and that she'll be standing behind the president. You know, he'll be moving his lips. Maybe she'll be doing the talking. I don't know. But in any event, they're making that out to be a really big deal. So Hillary may not run. What are your thoughts? And if she doesn't, who would be a candidate? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. It was reported that she wasn't completely sold on it, that her husband wants her to run, but that she's still weighing it, and now her friends are sticking out trial balloons, and the trial balloons are along the lines of she may not do it. So does that make you happy? A lot of us wouldn't be thrilled about a Hillary candidacy, but if it isn't Hillary, who's it going to be? Who would be good? I'd like to see Russ Feingold or somebody like that. But those are the people who I don't think can win. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Karl Rove, his word is no longer GOP gospel. He is apparently struggling to steer the Republican Party to victory this fall at a time when he has the least political authority since he came to Washington. This is people speaking off the record. He remains a dominant advisor to Dickey, but outside the White House, his popularity, Karl Rove's popularity, has waned. And as questions have arisen among Republicans about the White House's political acumen, the party's candidates are going their own way in this difficult election season, far more than they have in any other campaign Rove has overseen. Some are disregarding Rove's advice despite his reputation as the nation's premier strategist. They're criticizing Bush or his policies. They're avoiding public events with the president and with Rove. So they're trying to get away from this group as quickly as they can. It's being reported that Rove's father, there's a new biography out about Rove, and it's being reported that Rove's father was gay, which is pretty interesting because this administration has, and you know, remember Mary Cheney, Dick Cheney's daughter, she's gay, and this administration has thought nothing of trashing gays every way that it could for political gain. They'll do whatever it takes to get the votes. So here's Karl Rove, you know, an architect of some of the gay bashing that has gone on, and it turns out his own dad is gay. Your thoughts about this group? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. According to a new study, terror prosecutions are down near level before 9/11, before they were in 9/11. So all of this listening in on your phone calls, all of the wiretapping, everything else, they never have had sufficient evidence to develop any real prosecutions. And so here it is. Justice Department prosecutions of international terrorism cases, which surged in volume after 9/11 attacks, have nearly returned to the levels that were seen prior to the 9/11 attacks. This is according to an independent analysis of government data. It showed that as many as 9 out of 10 terrorism investigations do not result in prosecutions, that most charges are not related to terrorism, and that group in Miami, that group that doesn't even have boots or anything else, that's being investigated because there were government informers, not unlike the Lodi case here, the ice cream delivery person. There were paid informers who were trying as much to entrap these hapless people in Miami as to find out what they were up to. 349-1320, Huey and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I love your show.
Thank you, Huey.
Just a couple of things. This business you were saying about Senator Clinton possibly not running for president. I've actually heard that before. Chris Matthews on his show was discussing that about 2 months ago. And some of the commentators were saying, well, that one of her political choices was to run for president or decide that she was going to become a long-term Senate leader because she clearly has the, you know, the tools to do that if she were to choose to. So, you know, I'm not surprised. I hope she doesn't run for president. Really, because I'm not for her if she runs for president. I mean, but she'll get the nomination if she runs. I'd prefer a John Edwards or a Brian Schweitzer or a Byron Dorgan or someone like that.
How about a Russ Feingold?
Feingold.
What? What? Why?
Because to me, the essential issue that only a few politicians are talking about is the destructive nature of globalism and what it's doing to working people in this country. And John Edwards is talking about it articulately. Brian Schweitzer in Montana, the governor there, is talking about it. Byron Dorgan in North Dakota. But most people aren't, and that's such a fundamental assault on the middle class that you know, and I'm ashamed of our party.
Well, you've got to, all right, I'm going to be cynical here. You've got to sell it to the voters, and I don't know how sexy it is, even if it is fundamental, and even if it means you don't have a job, and even if it knocks right on your door, you've got to sell that and package it. How are they going to do it?
Well, I think it's a combination of ways. One is, I think voters are ahead of the politicians, frankly. I think voters are more worried about their jobs and worried about their security than the politicians or the pundit class is. And I think the politician who speaks to those issues will be like a political prairie fire. I know.
I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Diplomats from countries that have suffered terrorist attacks were in the audience today as President Bush spoke to the Military Officers Association claiming progress in the war on terrorism.
Al-Qaeda has been weakened by our sustained offensive against them. And today it's harder for Al-Qaeda's leaders to operate freely, to move money, or to communicate with their operatives and facilitators.
Mr. Bush quoted from Osama bin Laden using his words to justify continuing the war in Iraq. He said bin Laden intends to make Iraq a totalitarian Islamic state that would work to destroy the free world. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid blasts the administration's rallying campaign.
They've run this play one too many times. It's the same speeches that they've given before.
And he said speeches don't change the facts on the ground. A study at New York's Mount Sinai Hospital released today says most of the people who worked at the World Trade Center site after 9/11 now have chronic respiratory problems. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick has details.
The study's authors are calling this report sobering and further proof of the health problems that responders suffered after 9/11, especially those who arrived first at the scene. They were exposed to the highest levels of dust and toxic pollutants. Of the more than 9,000 responders tested, nearly 70% had a new or worsened respiratory symptom that developed during or after their time at Ground Zero.
President Bush was criticized recently for not meeting with the heads of the big three domestic automakers. The White House just announced he will meet with executives of GM, Ford, and Daimler Chrysler after the November elections. There's a new CEO at Ford Motor Company. Chairman Bill Ford has stepped aside in favor of Alan Mulally, the executive who engineered the turnaround at Boeing.
I see no reason why we can't continue the transformation of Ford, both on the product side and on the production side, and absolutely regain our leadership. And I think it's about leadership, it's about the United States competitiveness.
Bill Ford, great-grandson of founder Henry Ford, stays on as chairman. His family owns 40% of the company's voting stock.
I'm Katie Couric. Tonight, it was the first front in the war on
Tonight
terror.
Was a first for TV news. Katie Couric debuted as the first solo female anchor of a network evening news broadcast. Aaron Barnhart, the Kansas City Star's TV critic, noticed some similarities with CBS's rivals.
The moving graphics on the screen I thought were very arresting, and they reminded me of Fox News Channel. I thought Katie opening the show by standing up reminded me a lot of Brian Williams, the way he stands up when he opens the NBC Nightly News.
Williams, on his broadcast, welcomed his former NBC colleague to the time slot and said he wished her luck in limited quantities. On Wall Street, more gains today. The Dow Industrials up 5 points to 11,469. The NASDAQ gained 12. It closed at 2205. And the price of oil continued its decline down to $68.60 a barrel. This is CBS News.
It's a fact. The more allergy symptoms you have, the less likely your allergy medicines can help you. But Tylenol Allergy is different. It's the allergy medicine with the pure pain relief of Tylenol. And it relieves more symptoms than even the leading allergy prescription. Stop. Think. Tylenol Allergy. Take only as directed.
The following message brought to you is a public service by Arid Extra Dry.
The Wetness Protection Program is here to protect every American from wetness and odor. It's going to need an executive director, and that's where you come in. Because America needs your vote. Go to wetnessprotectionprogram.com and meet the candidates up close and personal. Then cast your vote in this election against underarm wetness and odor. Because every American has the right to wetness and odor protection. Vote early, vote often. wetnessprotectionprogram.com.
To fight wetness and odor, just apply Arid Extra Dry.
It looked like a discount shoe outlet today when federal agents displayed their latest haul. CBS News reporter Stephanie Lambidakis has the story.
Authorities call this one of the largest counterfeit seizures to date. Some 135,000 pairs of knockoff Nike sneakers that had been packed into dozens of shipping containers from China. The shipments, with a street value of $16 million, were intercepted during an undercover bribery investigation that led to conspiracy charges against six people, including two Americans from El Paso, Texas.
Three of the suspects allegedly tried to bribe a Customs and Border Protection officer to change the records, making it look as if the shoe shipment was sent on to Mexico. Fred Goldman, whose son Ron was murdered along with Nicole Brown Simpson in 1994, is taking a new tack in his effort to collect a $33.5 million judgment against O.J. Simpson. Goldman's asking a court to give him the publicity rights to Simpson's name, image, and likeness. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
When you want... New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Keeping the metal to the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
So 66 minutes after 6 o'clock, welcome to hour 4 of Enid Live. I am yours from 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. All calls are toll-free, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. Calvin Trillin, the very witty Calvin Trillin, whose new book, Heck of a Job, is out, is going to be our guest tomorrow. In a couple of weeks, Nora Ephron will be joining us, and her book is due to go number one on the New York Times bestseller list. It's called I Feel Bad About My Neck and Other Thoughts on Being a Woman. All the business that we have with each other is going to have to be wrapped up today and tomorrow because I'm going to be off on Thursday and Friday. So I just want to give you a heads up on that. I'm having all this dental stuff done, and they won't let me talk. they said that I can't talk. I probably won't be able to talk, but I may be able to talk. But they don't want me to talk because it will not help things heal better. So some of you will be just thrilled that I won't be talking. So anyway, we have only today until 7 and tomorrow to wrap it up, and then I'll be back with you on next Monday. We've been talking about many things. One of the things that we haven't gotten to, but I want to get to it, is Valerie Plame. We've been great supporters of Joe and Valerie Wilson. And MSNBC is now confirming that one of the things that Valerie Plame, who was outed by Cheney and Scooter Libby and so on, that she was working on Iran and Iran issues at the time. She worked undercover. And she was part of an operation tracking distribution and acquisition of weapons of mass destruction technology to and from Iran. So don't you think it's interesting on the karma train that this administration, now having to deal with exactly this issue in Iran, exposes, to get back at somebody politically, exposes an asset who, you know, once she was exposed, that whole network probably went up in flames. Her whole network was probably exposed. So there she is, someone who could help on this issue and for political gain, because this administration wanted to go to war for fabricated reasons, just because they wanted to go and they had to find a way to sell it. And when Joe Wilson disputed their fabricated reasons in the New York Times, they were going to get back at them. Well, they have gotten back at everybody, at all of us. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We've been talking about the news and news-like substance and Katie Couric and so on. I'm watching now TV, the local news. I haven't seen some of this in a while because I'm on when local news is on. And you see these gorgeous people, and you wonder whether they have a real thought in their head or whether they're just reading and what, you know. Anyhow, one of the things she did in order to, she's going to interview Clinton, and she's going to interview Bush, and even even El Porco Grande, Dr. OxyContin, Rush Limbaugh, she's going to have him on. She had the only pictures of Tom Cruise's new baby, Suri Cruz. I mean, for Howard Kurtz, who was screaming about the fact that NBC News led with the death of the crocodile hunter getting zapped by a stingray. I mean, how bad is this? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And I got some emails from you on all these issues. Here's one. I would call you, but I don't think I would make it through the call without crying. This is from Beth. You don't seem to know too much about Steve Irwin, and that's okay. But to be glib about his death and imply that his passing was not newsworthy is not. He didn't make the headlines because his death was juicy. He made the headlines because he was a figure beloved around the world. Steve was an environmentalist and passionate conservationist, two qualities that liberals can relate to. He taught millions of children of all ages about the wonders of wildlife and the importance of preservation and conservation. And he had a catchy enthusiasm that will continue to inspire for generations to come. I feel I have lost a member of my family. Eventually, he will fade from the headlines, but right now he is newsworthy and will be missed. Please don't minimize his death. Well, I'm not trying to minimize his death, and I'm not saying he's not newsworthy. I'm just saying that, I'm just quoting Howard Kurtz from the Washington Post, and he's wondering, with all the serious things going on, whether that's something that NBC News should have led with. What do you think? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And if we're talking about the viciousness of animals, there is a mating ritual that is going on across the eastern United States. A gruesome ritual is in full swing. The praying mantis and its relative, the Chinese mantis, are in their courtship season. A male mantis approaches a female, flapping his wings and swaying his abdomen. Let me give you this again. A male mantis approaches a female, flapping his wings and swaying his abdomen, leaping on her back. He begins to mate, and quite often, she tears off his head. The female mantis devours the head of the still mating male. Well, you know what? He doesn't have his. She's ripped off his head, and he's still mating with her. There is a biological story in here. The female mantis devours the head of the still mating male, and then moves on to the rest of his body. If you put a pair together and come back later, you'll find just the wings of the male and no other evidence that he was ever there. So this is called, in biology, biological circles, or in biology, this is called sexual cannibalism. It has fascinated biologists ever since Darwin. It is not limited to mantises, but it is also found in other invertebrates, including spiders, midges, and perhaps horned nudibranches. Well, I myself have never seen a picture of a horned nudibranch, but I can only guess what they look like. 349-13, and then it's bad enough to be called a horned nudibranch, but then to engage and be a victim of sexual cannibalism is more than we can bear on a lucky Tuesday. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Eric in Fair Oaks, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hey, Enid, I got to tell you, I found a head of one of these things in the driveway.
A head of a praying mantis?
A praying mantis. It was so weird because we looked at it, and it had we thought it was like some weird bug with two legs. And what it was the pinchers of the front legs, and it was just twitching in the driveway. My sister-in-law said, "What is this?" We took it in the house and flipped it over and realized what it was. And I thought, oh, this is just wrong, and I took it out of the driveway and squished it.
Wait, how big is a praying mantis? It's not very big, is it?
No, they're big.
They're really big?
This thing was probably 3/8 of an inch across.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's the creepiest thing I'd ever seen.
Oh, my God.
And when I realized what it was creepier still.
Oh, my. So what do you think? Was he in the middle of having a sexual encounter with Mrs. Mantis?
Well, I don't know. We just found him kind of alone there in the driveway.
Oh, he was
a little head. That's all it was.
It was both dinner and dessert. Oh, my goodness. Well.
I hope it was good for him. Maybe that's why he was still twitching.
Here's the part that's interesting. She pulls off, she devours his head, and he's still mating with her. I mean,
there's some Freudian stuff going on.
There's something about men.
let's not go there, shall we?
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
349-1320, 866-626-1320. Mike and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hello, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Welcome.
Hey. I was calling because, you know, Steve Irwin was killed. And he wasn't zapped by a stingray. He was stung by a stingray as he swam over it because they were hiding under the they hide under the sand on the seabed.
Well, I wasn't clear. I read the account of it, and it wasn't clear quite what happened. So tell us what happened. Well, isn't it fair to say the stingray zapped him?
No. Stingray doesn't zap. It stingray's got a stinger. It's not like an electric eel. It's got a poisonous stinger, and it stung him, and apparently it stung him in the chest, and I've read somewhere it said it actually pierced his heart, and I'm not sure.
So we don't know if it was the poison that did it.
We don't know if it was the poison that did it.
Or the velocity.
That's not normally fatal. It's not normally a fatal poison in them.
How is it? Are you saying the stingray was hiding and he couldn't see it?
Well, the stingrays, that's what they do. They stay under his hand, and they're hid. I got a 4-year-old daughter, so I watch a lot of the Animal Planet.
Well, being that he would know all about this, was he in a stingray-rich location? I mean, wouldn't you think that he'd be...
Well, the Barrier Reef is rich for a lot of different animals, I'm sure. But I don't know if they were... I don't know if he was looking for stingrays.
I mean, wouldn't you think that that'd be one of the things he'd be guarding against, just being down there all the time?
Well, I don't know. You can't guard against everything all the time. Steve Irwin's big thing was alligators and snakes. You know, a stingray hiding under the sand may have slipped his mind. But, and then you're talking about the praying mantises.
Yes.
Like I said, I watch a lot of the Animal Planet with my daughter these days. And the thing with the praying mantis is, getting his head pulled off and eaten is actually kind of important. Otherwise, he doesn't, do what he needs to do.
What do you mean? He won't perform unless they pull his head off?
Exactly. Right. It won't be consummated until that's happened.
It won't be consummated?
Won't be consummated.
No consomme until she pulls his head off?
Until she pulls his head off.
Oh, okay. Girls, there's a lesson in that. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, I don't want to go... I don't know how much I could be... I got to watch what I'm saying here.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Okay.
But anyhow, and as far as Steve Irwin's death being big news, actually it is. Like your email said, he's done a lot over the last 5 or 6 years. If you've got children, and if you're into the animals, and I thought for sure that you. And,
well, I wasn't. I wasn't a big Steve Irwin watcher. But I think Howard Kurtz's point is when there's so much serious stuff going on, when it's blowing up in Iraq, is that the story that you want to lead the NBC Nightly News with? And all of this comes in the wake of Katie Couric's, debut tonight on CBS and all this discussion about the news. And, you know, let's not kid ourselves. It's kind of a news-like substance. I don't want to denigrate what people do, and especially when they're out there covering very dangerous stories. But yeah, it's the world in 22 minutes and even less now when they're having all these other features that they're adding to the network news. So it's kind of a dying entity. Maybe she will help to revive it. I don't know. Be interesting to see what happens. Mike, thank you for the biology lesson. I appreciate it.
You have a good one.
You too. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320. We have an echo in the control room. 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Okay, but I do want to mention the thing about Steve Irwin. He was, the stingray is actually quite a very timid okay, animal or, you know, fish or whatever.
Right,
it's
so if you're having sex with a stingray, the Mrs. Stingray doesn't bite its head off.
No,
it has one.
You probably shouldn't, like, snorkel over top of them either, which, I mean, I'm not making fun, though. I love Steve Irwin. I was the first one to air it, and, I mean, I seriously started crying. It was amazing. He was a croc hunter, man. You know what I mean? And he wrestled crocodiles and snakes and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And he died. I mean, what a freak accident. It pierced him through the heart, actually, is what happened. So,
wow.
Speaking of piercing, Elkhorn, Alvarita. Now, our lights are back on in Atomos, but the traffic is backed up there. Southbound 99. We're at 98 degrees. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Hi, I'm Scott Farrington, morning co-host on AM 1320's Morning Retort. More young people are becoming infected with AIDS than ever before. But now you can be part of the solution. Help raise awareness and save lives by joining me and show up for the Sacramento Valley AIDS Run and Walk, Sunday, September 17th at the west steps of the state capitol. Registration begins at 7:30 and proceeds benefit HIV/AIDS nonprofit agencies in the region. You can make a difference. To find out more, go to 1320leftchannel.com.
Freedom cannot be forced into existence, nor can it be won through painful struggle.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC.
Freedom cannot be bought or sold. It has nothing to do with one's social status. One's profession is of no consequence.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
In order for you to accept yourself as you are and live with your soul at peace, you must simply teach yourself to let it be. Only then will you discover freedom.
And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz.
And Nisa Davis Hayden.
From the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8th. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net. We need your support.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
...625 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And I'm going to be off on Thursday and Friday, but I'll be back with you on Monday. So it's a short week for me this week. So everything that we have to tie up with each other, we got to do it this week. And I've been getting emails from some of you on lots of different issues, which I'm going to share momentarily. Let's go right to the phones and to Jim in Rockford. Hi, Jim. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Good evening, Enid.
Hi, Jim.
Not only does the praying mantis eat the head off the male so that he can do his job...
That's Mrs. Mantis.
And praying mantis in this area, a range in sizes. I have a lot of them around here. They're about 4 or 5 inches long. They're very, very nice to handle. They're, once you handle them and become acquainted with them, they're very docile. When the female lays her egg sac, which is almost made out of this substance that's almost incredibly strong, then she dies. So not only does the male die when he's mating with her, but then the female lays her egg sac, and within maybe 10 days, she slowly gets slower and slower and slower, and she dies also.
Well, wait a minute. How long does it take her to lay the egg sac?
She builds the egg sac. I don't know how long it takes. And then after those are laid in these little impregnable or little sacs that you can't get into, they're very hard, then she fades away. After about 2 weeks, she's done. And I've had them in my trailer with me, living, and they kind of slow down and slow down and slow down, and pretty soon they're gone.
Oh,
they're very interesting creatures.
Are they dangerous to humans?
No.
Oh.
Absolutely not. As far as Steve Irwin's concerned, a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, I did some research, and I did paid it a lot of attention since the accident happened. It was pretty much a freak accident. The spike that's on the tail of the stingray is about 8 inches long, and it has some kind of a substance on it. And they don't use it to kill their prey and eat them. They use it to, if they're being attacked, they use that as a defense mechanism, and then they get away. And the fact that he was hit by this spike was a freak accident. I mean, a very, very rare thing to have happen.
And it's thought that the spike did something to his heart?
Yeah, he didn't die from the toxins. He died from where it hit him. And it hit him in his chest, in his heart.
And the velocity is so great that it can just puncture right through like that?
It's just like a stiletto knife.
Wow.
And, you know, it's like a whipping tail. The tail whipped and just happened to hit him where it hit him. He pulled it out, got on deck of the boat. There was a doctor on the boat. They were doing a special on stingrays. So they were there specifically to look
so,
at it.
Well, you know, because our last caller talking about this said that, you know, they hide, stingrays hide. So wouldn't you think they'd, if they're doing a documentary on stingrays, wouldn't you think they'd be sort of on the lookout for them?
Well, I'm sure they were. That's why I say that it was a freak accident, because I swam with stingrays and manta rays and a lot of things, scuba diving. And, you know, you see them whip out of the sand and move on. And there's usually they're not on the attack. They're just going away. There was no attack. It was just the fact that he happened to be there when the tail did its thing, and it happened to hit him right in the chest, in the heart. They pulled it out. There was a toxicologist on the board of the boat, and they gave him, you know.
See, this is why the story led the news, because he had a big following.
Oh, absolutely.
And because there was a lot of texture to the story. The freak accident part of it, the fact, you know, there was a lot of human drama. There's a lot of drama to this story.
Yeah, I saw an interview this morning with his best friend who was with him when it happened, and it was pretty sad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry to see him go. He did a lot of good things, and he was a good man. And he was a little wild and crazy, and he got a lot of heat over that scene when he had his newborn baby with him a few years ago by a crocodile, and everybody got upset with him. But the guy was a really neat guy, and I feel really sorry for his American wife and his two children he's left behind. And it's sad to see. One more issue. Mike Malloy. I don't know if you have the number, but today on the afternoon show, they gave out a number for Air America's comment line,
mm-hmm.
and I'll give it to you if you want to put it out of the air.
No, that's all right. That's okay, Jim.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I miss Mike Malloy. I hope whatever he does, I hope he continues on.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to land on his feet. You'll be hearing him somewhere soon, I would imagine. I'd be very surprised if that didn't happen.
Have a great evening.
Thank you, Jim. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Dogs may laugh, but only cats get the joke. Now, here's what I know about dogs. They think about three things, food, sex, and nothing. And then after they're neutered, they only think about food and nothing. Or is it cats? I'm sure. But cats have no sweet tooth. Let me see if I've got this right. Scientists figured out how cats long ago in the course of evolution lost the ability to detect sweetness, so they don't have a sweet tooth. Dogs can taste sweet things, but cats cannot, as can many other mammals like rodents. Yeah, but neither alley cats nor lions have a sweet tooth. They do have sweet receptors, but sometime after cats and dogs diverged, a gene was turned off in cats so that they no longer make one of the proteins necessary for the receptors to work. This may be why they seem so independent. The desire for sweets can certainly make people do foolish things. Humor genes could have been lost, or the capacity for human may not have evolved in animals like dogs and primates until long after they diverged from cats. But this was this scientist decided to tackle the cat humor issue. A colleague and friend, he writes, who had a dry, slightly wicked sense of humor and who loved and identified with his cats, he was known to meow on occasion, died unexpectedly. I thought, how could he have been enamored of an animal that does not have a sense of humor? So, writes James Gorman, I began to rethink the issue, and I've concluded that I may have actually been thinking about laughter rather than humor. But in any event, he thinks that dogs may laugh, but only cats get the joke. I don't know how he figured that out, but dogs amuse us, but cats, he thinks, get the joke. I don't think either one of them have a particularly developed sense of humor, but you may disagree with me on that and disagree with the author. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. One of the things we've talked about here is the Middle East and some of the comments that we have received when all I have said is, how is it that Israel is held to a higher standard than everybody else? To some of the hard left, Hezbollah are angels, and Israel is a demon, and the coverage is not very balanced. I'm not trying to say who's right or who's wrong, only that the coverage has been wildly one-sided in a lot of cases. Well, it is being reported that Well, here it is. A string of anti-Semitic rants about Senator Joe Lieberman have popped up on MoveOn.org's open forum website, drawing criticism from the Anti-Defamation League. It's the latest flap in the contentious race between Lieberman, who's running as an independent to keep his seat in Connecticut, and Ned Lamont, the Democratic nominee. So here is Action Forum, which is on the MoveOn.org website. I guess it's their open forum. But in any event, apparently the content, some of the posts on MoveOn.org have been highly offensive and very anti-Semitic, to the point that the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, has gotten involved. Now, this is interesting to me. You might not like Joe Lieberman, and I don't particularly. I don't like his stance on the war, and he's practically a Republican for my money. But what does this religion have to do with anything? Well, I mean, why does his religion coming into these posts? And if you are running a site like MoveOn.org, remember now, obscenity is not protected, but indecency is. I think that's the way it runs. So it may be indecent speech, it may be hateful speech, it's certainly protected speech. Do you censor this? You've got a website, and I think what MoveOn.org did is they pulled some of this stuff when it came to their attention. But this horrible hate speech is protected by the First Amendment. What would you do in a case like that? If you were running MoveOn.org, if you were running that website, here's what they're saying, that this is a profoundly offensive content. It's appearing on a board clearly linked to MoveOn.org. And ADL is saying, we believe you should assume some responsibility to respond to this hateful content. This is Abraham Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League writing to, I think, MoveOn.org. Foxman cited example from the site's action forum, including, quote, media-owning Jewish pigs, including Zion Nazis, referring to the senator as not Joe Lieberman, but Jew Lieberman, and the question, why are the Jews so Jewy? Foxman wrote, those who allow hate to rear its ugly head under their auspices bear a special responsibility to distance themselves from that hate and to speak out against it as loudly as possible. In a statement, however, posted on MoveOn, on the MoveOn site, Eli Pariser condemned the anti-Semitic rants. Once in a while, as in any public forum, inappropriate material is posted, he wrote. Recently, a few of the thousands of comments that are posted every week contained anti-Semitic language. The comments that were posted were abhorrent. We were dismayed to see them and remove them as soon as they came to our attention 17 days ago. He added that most of the comments were not made by MoveOn members and suggested it could be an effort by conservatives to, quote, target the group, and said any effort to tie the rants to MoveOn was wrong. Lamont aides didn't immediately return calls for comment. What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. You run a website. Sometimes inappropriate, anti-Semitic, hateful speech is posted on that website. Under the First Amendment, you let it lay, or do you remove it? MoveOn.org removed it. What would you do? I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West. And here we are, the hit-and-run capital of California. So how many hit-and-runs have we had today, Lisa West?
It would probably add up to about 13 at this point. However, I have no hit-and-runs on my sheet at the moment. That's unbelievable. Northbound 99 just north of Mack Road. We got a disabled vehicle causing a collision right there. Actually, three cars, although no hit and run. Watt Avenue and Arden Way, a three-car crash there. Emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Fulton Avenue and Marconi Avenue, a two-car crash. Lots of crashes, though. Watt Avenue and La Riviera Drive, we have a three-car crash there as well. And no injuries at Fair Oaks Boulevard and Fulton Avenue. Back with more Enid Live at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
The Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
These are troubled times. We have to think our way out. We can't faith our way out. It's not a coincidence that so much of Bush's base are faith people, because Bush works in mysterious ways. It helps to have faith. It really does. But religion, it stops people from thinking because they think all the answers are in that one book. It impedes progress. It justifies crazy people. Flying planes into a building was a faith-based initiative. Matters of otherwise common sense become points of debate. Like gay marriage, would we even be having this discussion about whether gay people can marry except for religion? Of course the Catholic Church doesn't want gay men to marry. Half the priesthood would walk out the door the first day and marry the UPS driver.
Are you paying?
The fact that somebody like Rush Limbaugh, who has made a career preaching that anybody who does drugs has got to go right to jail, do not pass go, no questions asked, right to jail, gets caught doing 30 OxyContin a day. 30 OxyContin? Do you have any idea how high that is? I don't, and I've been pretty high. But, wow, this guy is putting up Elvis numbers, ladies and gentlemen. But how does he get away with it? They say, well, he's on medication. Oh, see, that's not drugs. You know what, pal? We all got our medication, don't we? They can have an ad on TV that said, ask your doctor if Jack Daniels is right for you. And it would not be out of place thematically.
Line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. I hope you're doing your homework assignment, telling 3 to 5 people every single day that AM 1320 exists, that you can start your day with Scott and Sims in the Morning Retort and go on to Air America Programming and find me here so that your afternoon drive, if you can manage to avoid that. We've had 13 hit and runs today. 13, if you can believe that. The day after Labor Day, everybody's laboring to have hit and runs, and that is why Sacramento, that's not a joke, Sacramento is the number one. We're number 7 in stolen cars, and we were number 1 in hit and runs in the state of California, if you can believe that. And I think we're number 7 in stolen cars nationwide. We have this distinction. But think of the anonymity. Think about how you can hit, you don't feel like you're connected to anybody, so you just want to, you want to dash away as quickly as you can, I guess. 349-1320-866-626-1320. One of the things we talked about is that Arnold announced that he is going to, he announced today that he's going to veto the universal health care bill that's headed for his desk, and this was sponsored by Sheila Kuehl. It would be such a good idea. He said we can't afford it. Well, we can't not afford it. And I just got this letter from one of our listeners, Margie. She's writing this to. She quotes Schwarzenegger, who says that socialized medicine is not the solution to our state's health care problems. This tells me he has not read the bill, and or he does not understand what socialized medicine is. I can tell you what being uninsured is. It is being over 60 and having only temporary or part-time jobs available to you, none of which offer benefits of any kind. It means not having routine tests done, including bone density tests and colonoscopy tests, because we can barely pay our rent. It means having to forego necessary dental work. It means having to forego antidepressants because we can't afford them at a time when they are most necessary. It means living in fear almost every minute of the day. It means knowing that after working for 40-plus years, the only place we can go is to the emergency room. It means, in the case of a friend, waiting for 7-plus hours to be seen in an emergency room because she had diabetes and had a 2-month old infection in her toe. It means waking up terrified every time I have a little heartburn, writes Margie, gastritis or other abnormality. I'm sure the stress alone is damaging to my health. I lost my high-tech job in Silicon Valley 3 years ago due to massive outsourcing of jobs. Those jobs have not returned. Not one person I know who is in the same boat has found a job even remotely paying the same wages and benefits. We found low-paying jobs with no benefits, and we have made do. What is really infuriating to me is that every possible safety net is being stripped from us. We can't declare bankruptcy in many cases. We cannot buy drugs from Canada. We are either too young for Medicare or cannot find a doctor willing to take new patients because the Bush administration won't pay doctors a fair amount. We can't afford drugs because we are in the donut hole, etc. No one thinks that they will end up in this situation, but it is happening all over this country. Schwarzenegger could care less if we live or die. You can bet I will be voting in November, and it will be for Phil Angelides. Thank you so much for your struggle on this bill. This is a letter to Sheila Kuehl, and it is signed Margie of the Sacramento Gray Panthers. What do you think about that? It's pretty strong. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. The least we do, the least we can do as a state, as a country, is to be able to provide this kind of a cushion. And a lot of other countries provide this kind of a cushion. I think we're the largest, we're the only largest industrialized country that doesn't do this. For our citizens. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Ben, in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, I think the governor actually just handed the election to Phil Angelides by vetoing this bill.
You do?
Yes.
Really? I hope you're right. I mean, all Phil has to do is be missing in action for 3 months and have Arnold not sign this bill and he's going to be governor? I hope you're right about that, Ben.
With the platform that he had ran on originally at the recall, where he was committing to the public in California of being here for the people and being here for the constituents and not being here for big business, this is him siding with big business.
He really is a big business guy, and he's being a person of the people and long enough to seduce you out of your vote, and then the day after the election, if he's elected, he goes back to being a big business guy again because he wants to run for the Senate, and he's going to need their support. It's been theorized. I don't know for sure if he's running for the Senate.
And 2 months ago, if you were to ask me who I would have voted for, I wouldn't have voted for Phil Angelides, thinking that, you know, neither of these two individuals would have the best interests of California in mind when in office. I was thinking of actually going green for this election. But after hearing what Angelides has had to say and looking at the website as far as what their platform is going to be.
What is he saying? Because what he proposed originally was a universal health care for children. I don't know what he has said about adults. Is it on the website? Because I've been getting email blasts up one side and down the other, but I got no email blast today. And if he's taken a position on this, I don't know about it. What is it?
And unfortunately, I don't have the details on that. I wasn't necessarily prepared to talk about this.
Well, if he's looking to get traction, no, he's already talking about middle-class tax cuts, and then they'll say, oh, well, how can we afford middle-class tax cuts? And people will do the math, and they'll sharpen their pencils. And then they'll say, well, if we can't afford that, how can we afford universal health care? Maybe it's going to be an either-or situation. But if I were Phil Angelides, I'd find a way to make that part of my platform, middle-class universal health care in California. I would think that a lot of people would want to vote for him for that very reason.
And 3 years ago, I was in the same boat that this author of that letter was, and I'm in my 30s. I can only imagine her plight and what she's going through at her age.
All right, what happened? What happened with you, Ben?
A change in jobs, uninvoluntary. I was laid off after 9/11 from Telcom, and it was a real struggle. Get back into any part of the industry, so I had to change my direction and career. And as a result,
so are you in a new occupation, or did you just get a job doing what you were doing but with another company?
Completely different industry altogether.
Are you making as much as you were making previously?
More.
Oh, good. So then it worked out for you.
However, there was a gap there of about a year and a half to 2 years from 9/11 to 3 years ago that, you know, I was uninsured and I was afraid of getting deathly ill, and not having the resources to take care of it. And at the point where bills financially were here surmountable, I could only imagine what my health coverage would have been had I had an emergency.
But you were okay, so the force was with you, and you were fine in that year and a
right.
half.
Yeah.
Well, you were very lucky. You never know. I mean, even right. people who are in good health, accidents can happen and so on.
Exactly, and that could be any one of us.
That could be that can be any one of us is exactly right.
A lot of people out there make the point that, you know, it's the indigent and the people who don't take care of themselves or do for themselves that will be on this. That's a fallacy right there and then. It could be any one of us that is a check or two away from either bankruptcy, losing your home.
Well, this is what you need. This is why you need a safety net, and this is why you cannot have the government salivating over your Social Security, which is not broke. Anything, any tweaks that it needs, it can be tweaked, but it's not broke, so it doesn't need to be fixed, and Wall Street wants that, wants to get its hands on that money big time. Ben, I thank you for the call, and I recommend everybody to listen to the George Carlin rant, if you can listen to it on HBO. It is fantastic, and it actually deals with all this stuff. Tony and Zach, hi. Live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Tony.
Hello. I just want to respectfully, well, first let me agree with the gentleman who said that Schwarzenegger, he should be defeated for vetoing the bill, but I fear that he won't be. I'm close to being a senior citizen, and I have seen this country change and get so selfish. And the fact is, most people have health insurance through their employer, and they could care less about their fellow citizens. That's what
Well, you're seeing it in hits and runs. You're seeing narcissism rampant. You're seeing greed where people only care about what they can get for themselves. And people used to be embarrassed to demonstrate that they were greedy, and now it's become socially acceptable, if you can believe that.
Yes, and so I fear that he's not going to be defeated because of that veto, and I will include governmental employees. Goodness knows we have enough of them in this town. They have health benefits, so they don't really care that much.
Well, 46 million Americans do not have health benefits, and it's a huge issue, and it's overwhelming ERs. It is overwhelming the system. It has to be dealt with, and this is the most cost-effective way of doing it. Tony, I thank you for the call. 349-1320. Universal health care. The state ought to do it. It will save tremendous amounts of money. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
We have no additional hit and runs at this time. However, we do have several accidents. San Juan Avenue, a winding way. There's a three-car crash. Missouri Flat Road at eastbound 50, two cars. Fulton Avenue and Marconi Avenue. Minor injuries, at Patterson Drive in Pleasant Valley. That's in Placerville, stopping traffic. Westbound 50 on Bass Lake as well. The vehicle's stopping traffic. Southbound Cap City Freeway at Arden Way. Back, Enid Live continues here at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Are you having trouble paying your...
The odds of you being killed by a terrorist are practically zero. So I say relax and enjoy the show. You have to be a realist. You have to be realistic about terrorism. Certain groups of people, certain groups, Muslim fundamentalists, Christian fundamentalists, Jewish fundamentalists, and just plain guys from Montana, are going to continue to make life in this country very interesting for a long, long time. That's the reality. Angry men in combat fatigues talking to God on a two-way radio and muttering incoherent slogans about freedom are eventually going to provide us with a great deal of entertainment, especially after your stupid economy collapses all around you and the terrorists come out of the woodwork. You'll have anthrax in the water supply, the sarin gas in your air conditioners. There'll be chemical and biological suitcase bombs in every city. And I say, enjoy it. Relax. Enjoy the show. Take a chance. Put a little fun in your life.
You know something? There's nothing wrong with a culture where everyone has a different idea of what's humorous. The last time I can remember an entire nation being on the same page, it was Germany in the late 30s, and it didn't really turn out that funny. Remember, in its time and place, what Hitler said was considered politically correct. And it's that blind adherence to what is situationally palatable that is truly dangerous. We should question it all, poke fun at it all, sick on it all, rail against it all, and most importantly, for Christ's sake, laugh at it all. Because the only thing separating Holy Writ from complete disorder is your perspective. It's your only weapon. Keep the safety off. Don't take yourself too seriously. Remember that at the end of the day, this is just an ant farm with beepers, and it takes zero politically correct society to screw in a light bulb because they are perpetually in the dark. Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
People that have to be really, really happy about all this news about the war is the Catholic Church. Oh, yeah, they got to be happy because they're off the front page of the paper for the first time in a long time. Woo! Woo! And I am a recovering Catholic. Some of you are here tonight, yes? So I've been following this story. I went to 16 years of Catholic education. I'm lucky I'm alive. I went to Our Lady of Psychological Warfare. I've always felt that if women have to be in the military, they should only be lesbians. Because we would never get around to having a war. Right? Because we'd have to have some meetings. A war in October? What about the softball banquet?
If you send
mixed messages.
Of course we're after Saddam Hussein. I mean, Bin Laden. He's. Let me say, I certainly hope so. Before I.
If you send mixed messages.
That's a loaded question. First of all, I admire Senator Kerry's service to our country.
If you send mixed messages.
I admire the fact that he is a great dad. We're facing
If you send mixed messages.
Let me finish. And so the answer to your question is, no doubt about it, it's tough. It's hard work.
If it's appeared yet, it always appears the next day in the Sacramento Bee, so it might have been in today's Bee. But he talks about the really successful system is the VA system. They use their power to negotiate better prices. The VA, which was a very troubled system, is successful because it has a long-term relationship with its clients. Doctors in the network have instant access to patients' medical records via a system-wide network, which reduces both costs and medical errors. The long-term relationship with patients also lets the VA save money by investing heavily in preventive